he had a federal foreign exchange student, I believe it was some sort of orientation that he had to attend. It's required, so that's why he's not here tonight. I'm going to try his name anyway, though, because I need to practice it. Rabsho Davlatshov. That's what I'm going with. Rabsho Davlatshov.
Sounds good to me, Jamie.
He was 2 of 2 on extra points last week, by the way. And some of them, he could have moved back 10 yards and kicked them. So he's got a pretty good leg on him.
And we've had some foreign exchange kickers that have come through for the Indians over the course since I've been here.
First and 10, Huskies. Ooh, they run a reverse. And he's got some room, and he uses his speed, and he's going to take it all the way. This is going to be a 65-yard run. Deion Berry again. He had a 70-yard touchdown run on the first snap of the third quarter. And here he goes 65 yards on a reverse. Wow, he is having a game tonight, Coach.
Yeah, I don't. Anybody touch him?
No.
I don't think we got a hand on him. And here's a replay.
No, all our momentum was going right. Yeah, they reversed
right there.
It back
we had
left.
One, I think Ashman just couldn't quite wrap his legs up. But other than that, yep. He's home free. And, well, 5:18 to go here.
So now, Kumet will kick the PAT here for Hoover. Still a two-score game.
Right.
They're gonna fake the PAT and go for two. Oskaloosa is all over it, and they're gonna drop him back at the 20-yard line. That one went nowhere, and credited with the stop on that will be Jay Williams for Oskaloosa. So again, they fake the PAT, go for two. Oski hits him for a big loss, and the score remains 33-20. Oskaloosa in front. Again, still a two-score game with 5:18 to go, and Oskaloosa getting the ball back with all three timeouts. Hoover down to just one timeout, Coach. Obviously, everything looking strong right now for Oskaloosa.
Yeah, should be. Just take care of the football. You know,
that's the key.
We have turned it over a few times tonight. That's hurt us. So just got to, you know, make sure we wrap it up and don't get too fancy here. And I think just keep feeding A.J. and Walker and Woodard and kind of grind it out here to keep that clock running and get out of here with that first win of the year.
Always good to win the home opener, and Oskaloosa trying to do that tonight. Again, we'll be back home in 2 weeks, week 4 against Ottumwa. Stay home week 5 to start district play, homecoming against Clear Creek Amana.
Yep.
Then week 6, we go to Clinton. It's almost a 3-hour road trip one way.
Right, yeah, yeah.
To Clinton.
Well, is it going to be onside kick time here, Jamie? They're going to...
Well, I think...
Yeah, he's got it got it flat on the tee. He's going to go sideways with it here, or he's got it cockeyed. See what he does.
It is an onside kick.
Ooh.
It's bouncing around. And Oskaloosa is finally going to fall on it.
Nice kick.
Back around the 30-yard line of Oskaloosa. More players cramping now for Hoover.
Yep.
5:16 left on the game clock. So week 6, we're at Clinton. Week 7, we're home against Cedar Rapids Xavier. Week 8, at Burlington, and then close the regular season at home, hosting North Scott. You got two of the better teams in the state there, week 7 and week 9, with Xavier and North Scott.
Yeah, and I was looking earlier, Williamsburg was ahead of Xavier. I don't know how it came out in the end, but earlier in the game, Williamsburg was up.
Williamsburg's no slouch in football either, but I think I would expect them to beat Xavier, though.
They did beat, you know, last year they beat Xavier with Wieskop, the kid that went to Iowa, but yeah, he's gone. But again, another good football team by Williamsburg. You got your reservations made, Jamie, in the hotel or motel there in Clinton?
For Clinton? You know,
Ooh, nice move by A.J.
Yeah, great move by A.J. Walker. Kind of ducked under a tackler there and then let him fly by and went forward for a nice game near a first down. He got about 8 yards, 8.5 yards on it. So, funny thing about that is, you know, like if you have a freshman playing, okay? Freshman game's what, 5 o'clock, I think, kickoff?
Yeah, they 4:45 or something like that, they kick it off.
Yeah, I think it's 5. But you got, I mean, you're going to have to leave Oskaloosa about 1:30 in the afternoon to get there to watch your own kid play if they're a freshman.
Yeah, take off work.
And if you're just going down for the varsity game, you know, I mean, you're still going to have to want to leave town around 3:30 or so, 4 o'clock. So everybody's going to be getting off early that week to get to Clinton. Oh, handoff to A.J. Walker. This time they are all over it at the line of the scrimmage, and they hit it for a loss, a couple yards.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You know, they always make kind of a big deal about geographically trying to match people up so they don't have to travel a long ways, and then you have something like that. It just doesn't make sense. But
no. Now, I've been told by Clinton that we can do video.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The BX Series is the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus up to $1,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
From fluffy pancakes and hearty omelets to burgers, salads, tenderloins, wraps, and much more, we serve up breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the Highway Restaurant in Albia on Highway 34. Whether it's a morning snack or a hearty evening meal, it's Albia's hidden gem. The perfect place to dine with family and friends in our open family-style restaurant where breakfast is served all day. Open Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. The Highway Restaurant, all day, every day. It's just that good.
Get in, get out, and get on with your day. That's how it gets done at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia. We're Black Velvet Reserve. 1.75 liter bottles are $24.99 plus deposit. Keystone Light and Old Milwaukee Light 30 packs, $18.99 plus deposit. Bush and Bush Light 24 packs, $19.99 plus deposit. Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia.
At Community First Credit Union, you can get $1,000 off closing costs when you get a new mortgage loan with us. A savings like that can really make a difference for you. Plus, we offer great rates and local lenders you can trust. Get details online at c1stcu.com/home and apply today using our CFirst Mortgage app or stop by any of our locations. Subject to credit approval and program qualifications, some restrictions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Have the right tools for the job at hand with John Deere Tool Storage for your compact tractor. Now you can safely transport all your landscaping tools and power equipment while reducing the number of trips to the garage or shed. Tool Storage attaches to your ROPS, ballast box, or iMatch quick hitch and doesn't interfere with tractor functionality. There are also wall mounting accessories for easy transfer between work and storage. Buckle up for what's next at Sinclair Tractor, your locally owned John Deere dealer since 1998. Visit us at Sinclair Tractor.
KIIC's Locker Room Show is on the air. The Locker Room Show is presented by Summers Insurance. Summers Insurance, where they shop and you save. The Locker Room Show breaks down tonight's gridiron contests. Stay tuned as we chat with coaches from darkened football fields, noisy school buses, and jubilant locker rooms. And now, from Football Central, KIIC's Locker Room.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Eyes up as we go into the Summers Insurance Locker Room. The Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance as we get week number two in the books. Some late games winding down here in the final minutes as we dance across the 10 o'clock hour here in Southern Iowa. Roaming across 34 right now is the Roman locker room. Shane Holmes, a A big night here for some teams. Sigourney Kyoto getting a win over a really good opponent. Bounce back win. Sheraton a bounce back win. And Albia's defense continues to show it's a bend but don't break.
Yeah, Sigourney and Sheraton, both two teams, you do not want to face them after a week one loss, because they're going to come out there and go after it like they did 9, and two big wins for both them teams.
How about PCM? I think they are for real. A big win for them over Pella Christian tonight. Pella Christian scoring his first touchdown of the season. They've had two tough games right out of the gate, but I think PCM's one of those teams going to, you know, they are definitely a dome-built team.
Yeah, definitely. A great program year in and year out. And looks like they've got something special brewing this year with a really tough PCM team. And they're going to be exciting to watch.
How about those Bulldogs? Tama Bulldogs with a big win last night on Thursday night. And that was a really not just a win. You go 2-0, right? But you get a big win, putting up 50 points. You go on the road to do it. And I'll tell you what, Coach Light's got him playing well.
Yeah, you know, he talks about confidence. What better of a season could you have? A big win at home, then you go on the road and win big. That just gives them kids a lot of confidence in the new program and in themselves.
Getting to make next week's practice a little bit easier, and having the night off here on a Friday night, not a bad deal for a head coach. Those are rare, but he'll get the night off. Probably not from us, because we're going to try to get him in the locker room here in just a few seconds. We'll try to catch up with Coach Light from Ottumwa. Jared Jensen's going to be busy. We'll try to catch up with him. Coach Smizer and Coach Huber all coming your way here on the locker room show, and we'll dance across and take a look at all the scores on our football Friday night. Quick timeout. We'll come back and catch up with Coach Light. Ottumwa Bulldogs 2-0. New coach. And, man, putting up some big results here in the early part of the season. We'll come back here to the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
I need a little more cowbell, Shane Holmes.
Yes, more cowbell.
Welcome back into your locker room show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. And the bell was rung quite a bit last night for the Bulldogs. Putting up 50 points, Shane, that's impressive.
That's really impressive, especially for a new coach and the new program and kind of building a new team here. So, wow, that's real impressive.
Well, why don't we just get him on the phone and talk to him? He's not in the locker room tonight. Coach, a very rare opportunity for a head football coach in high school football to have a Friday night off, and you get to have it off and get to relax and reminisce on a big Thursday night, 50 points for your Bulldogs. Coach Light, welcome aboard.
Well, hey, thanks for having me. But there's no nights off. I was on. I've been on the road scouting tonight, and prepare for our next opponent. We've got a big week in front of us. We play Lincoln at home for homecoming, and we're excited about the opportunity to get better again this upcoming week and all that. But yeah, our kids are. As I mentioned before, our kids are believing in themselves. They're playing confident. We're able to establish the run game behind our big back Caminary, and we're playing pretty well on defense. I think the biggest thing that I talked to our kids. We watched film this afternoon before I got on the road, and I said, to be the best, you've got to beat the best. And what we've got to do is, you know, we got to learn how to finish as a team. I felt like, you know, we're making some substitutions there in the fourth quarter, and with about 10 minutes left, and they end up coming back and scoring on our second group and all that. And, you know, we want to play a lot of kids, but we've got to learn how to finish. And that was my message today, you know, when I met with the kids and gone over the film. But, you know, we're extremely pleased with our kids. One of the things about it is, you know, I always talk to our kids about how we do business. You know, it's going to determine a lot of things. And, you know, we've had to teach our kids how to watch film, what to look for, and all those type of things. And, you know, when the kids come over and they say, hey, coach, it's exactly that look like you said we're going to get, you know, and it's just like, you know, we gave them those certain looks in practice. We were able to capitalize and establish the line of scrimmage and you know, rip off some pretty good runs.
Coach Shane Holmes here. I was kind of wondering, you know, playing on a Thursday night game, that's got to be very different. What are some of the pros and some of the cons on playing on a Thursday night?
Well, you got to have a sense of urgency. You know, that's exactly what I told our kids. You know, you've got to set that clock faster. You know, we practice on Sunday. So your Monday practice is now Sunday. You know, your Tuesday is now Monday, and your Wednesday is Tuesday, and you just speed everything up a day. And, you know, I know our kids, you know, we have to teach our kids that process and how that looks. And, you know, having some experience playing on short weeks and during my coaching career in Missouri, you know, back in the old playoff system, it's just like you dial it up a day before. So I was able to share that with our kids and our coaches, and I thought everybody handled it pretty well. I think we were at the point where when it was kickoff, our kids were ready to go. So, yeah, excited about how we handled that.
Coach, so what is the focus on this week? What are those lessons or those talking points you guys are doing to prepare for this coming week?
It's always about us, you know. We play Lincoln coming into week three, and you know, we're going to prepare for what they do. But bottom line, it's about us and our team and how we practice, how we execute. And, you know, we've got to take care of the ball, which we did, you know, last night. We've got to be able to stop the run. For the most part, we did that. We've got to do the little things, the attention to detail, to be the program we want to become.
Coach, congratulations, 2-0. It's a great start, and you needed that to get that that confidence you talked about this morning in our show, and this team starting to show those signs. And as we've also mentioned, winning becomes a learned trait, and you guys are certainly putting those traits together.
Yeah, you know, we're doing our best. I'm really proud of our coaches. You know, our coaches are coaching their tails off. They're really invested in our kids. And, you know, we're just trying to set the standard and keep it at a high level. And it comes down to accountability. You know, we grade our kids. We grade our kids during practice. We grade our kids on Friday nights. You know, they're going to see how we grade them, and we get those things corrected. So, you know, accountability is big in our program.
As Coach Light, I'll tell you what, Coach, congratulations. We'll get with you next week, and enjoy your weekend.
Will do, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Shane, impressive. And, you know, one of the things that he talked about is learning, you know, learning how to watch film. You know, there's a lot of things that kids have to learn, and sometimes, you know, you've never done it before. You don't understand it. And Coach is putting in his own new system and then, you know, giving these kids insights of things that they hadn't seen before.
Yeah, and this morning he brought up something I thought was really unique and incredibly smart. To be consistently consistent. You got to be consistent at being consistent.
Yeah.
And that just kind of says it best. And, you know, most great coaches will tell you, you know, they always look at the other opponent, but really you're just playing your best football you can play.
Well, the Bulldogs victorious last night, 50-28. Lincoln on deck for them next week, and we'll be excited to see how that unfolds. We're going to take a timeout, come back to the Locker Room Show. Coach Huber is going to be coming up here in a moment. Albion with a big win tonight, 18-0. Again, that defense, very, very stingy, and some big plays on offense. How about the bounce back for those Chargers? The Chargers victorious tonight, and Shane will give us a rundown on the scores on this Football Friday night. You're listening to the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance.
I'm Mike Madison with Zero Connect in Albia. Zero Connect is a custom cable assembly manufacturer of fiber and copper products for voice, data, and video applications. Due to growth and demand, we are now hiring qualified individuals for our production team for first and second shift. Zero Connect is looking for dedicated individuals who are open to working for a fast-paced and fulfilling environment. If you are looking for a rewarding career, let us be your first choice. Apply online at zeroconnect.com. That's zeroconnect.com. Equal opportunity employer.
Breakfast just got even better because when you combine the bold, creamy smoothness of Hardee's new cold brew coffee with the made-from-scratch goodness of Hardee's famous breakfast, you get a delicious new way to power your morning. Hardee's new cold brew coffee, available in vanilla cream and original flavors. Treat yourself to the smooth, bold, ice-cold goodness in the making. Order ahead on the Hardee's app. For a limited time, participation may vary.
The pinch of today's inflation, from groceries to electric bills and everything in between, at Sheraton Quick Lane, they're not just about quality service. They're about putting money back into your pocket with their low-price tire guarantee offer. And military and first responders get an additional $70 rebate. Buy your tires local for the same price or less than any competitor's in-store price. When every dollar counts, come to Sheraton Quick Lane for their low-price tire guarantee and get a $70 rebate going on now at Sheraton Quick Lane.
Welcome back into the Locker Room Show, and we're going to get right to work here. Coach Justin Huber is going to join us on the phone lines. We're traveling across 34. Coach, you probably are ahead of us. I think you guys got out of the place quicker than we did, and this 34 up and downs, we might lose you on the cell connection. But, Coach, big win for you guys tonight, 2-0, second year in a row. You guys have moved to 2-0. And that offense had some big plays, but your defense is absolutely filthy stingy.
Yes, they are. You know, we got a great set of defensive guys out there right now, and they all got a nose for the football, and they want to be fast and aggressive, and it's just fun watching them and get to see what they can do.
And, Coach, you know, it's, you know, it when you're playing the middle of the field, it's one thing to be, you know, getting threes and out, but this defense has had his back against the wall for the vast majority of the first half of this ball game. You guys are playing defense on the wrong side of the field. They were given a short field and the time of possession, and this defense just continues to bend but don't break, and man, they just have, like I said, they're stingy.
You're exactly right, you know, and I think that's the great thing about our defense. They know when their back's up against the wall, they got to make a play. But you know what? It doesn't bother them. They just shake it off and move on. They like those tough situations, which gives me about a heart attack. But you know what? They're able to overcome them. And like you said, bend don't break. And they want to be an aggressor, and they're going to do whatever they can to win. And it, not a lot rattles them.
Coach Shane Holmes here. Great win tonight, Coach. And let's get on the offensive side of the ball. How great does it feel to have so many weapons? It's going to make it so hard for teams to scout you guys. You had, you know, pick roll in the air and Chance, and then you had great running by Spencer Madison. Just tell us how it...
How about Eli Hilton?
Yeah, wow. Great catch by Eli Hilton. How does it feel to have so many weapons in your disposal?
It's great to have all those guys, and like I told the team, you know, everyone plays a vital role. You know, if you're a scout team guy, if you're a starter, whatever, we have guys. We got guys that can fill in spots when we need them, and by doing that, it makes us better at practice as well. But when we can move the ball around and get it to different guys and in different guys' hands and come up with different plays, it's pretty special. You're not just so one-dimensional. We can, you know, we can throw the ball, we can run the ball, we can do some things that we haven't been able to do in the past, and when you got all those weapons, it's great we can use them.
Talking with head coach Justin Huber, Albia victorious tonight, 18-0. Coach, there is no rest. This was a sandwich game we talked about. Your team came out and performed well, getting a win over Centerville, a battle of Highway 5, and now you have the war on 34 with Sheraton coming to town. And Coach Smizer, we knew he'd have his team bounce back, and they got a big win tonight over EBF.
Right, you know, and I think, you know, just like tonight, we talked to the kids already that there's a lot of stuff we still need to clean up, you know. Did we grow from last week? Yes, we did. But there's still things we need to clean up. There's still things we need to do to get better. Sheraton's going to be ready to come to play. That war on 34 is a big game. It's a rivalry game. And I know Coach Smizer very well, and he's going to have those guys ready to go for the game. So, I mean, not much rest recovery here. We got to get back at it on Monday.
Well, Coach, congratulations, 2-0 and off and running, and going to be another fast week and a good one to look forward to, another rivalry game coming up next Friday. So, Coach, thanks for stopping by the Locker Room Show. And by the way, I know you'll be stopping by in the morning with some of the guys to join us in the Coach's Corner.
Absolutely. They love going to Hardy, so we'll see you there.
As Coach Justin Huber, Albie victorious tonight, 18-0. And Shane, that defense, if you're just looking at the score, obviously a goose egg, you've done something. And then looking at the score from Centerville and Davis County, Davis County is going to get the win. I didn't get the final score there. You've got that, and we'll get the score door rundown. But Centerville can put some points up on the board.
Right. You know, Davis, or Centerville, sorry, scored 33 points tonight on Davis County. And that just shows you how tough and stingy this Albie defense is, you know. And, boy, I just can't say enough about how tough these guys are playing on defense this year. And I think that's going to be kind of their signature for this team, is just how good this defense is.
6 points in 8 quarters. That's some pretty darn good defense. Not to mention, again, short fields and lots of possession time. That kind of defensive results, when you look at the time of possession out of these two ball games, are going to weigh heavy in favor of Albie's opponent. And the field position starting plus. Yet Albie has given up 6 points in two ball games.
In limited possessions and still scoring decent amounts of points. So, I mean, wow. It's been a great season so far for the Blue Demons. I'm really excited to see where it goes starting next weekend.
I can't wait to catch up with Coach Smizer as well. A bounce-back win for the Chargers tonight. In a few seconds, Shane's going to come back here and run down our Friday Night Lights big board and get you an update on the scores coming in on this football Friday night. Looks like Oskaloosa is going to hold on for a win, and we'll get you all up to date on these scores as we roll along week number two. And the Locker Room Show will continue after this timeout as we roam across 34 up the hills, and more scores and more coaches. All that coming your way after this timeout.
This is Jill Witt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Our medical clinic provides care for the entire family, from newborn to older generations. Services provided include acute care for illness and injury, preventative physical exams and visits, management for chronic conditions, well baby and well child exams, including immunizations, women's health, contraceptives, and mental health. We also provide DOT physicals, wound care, and acute care services. Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
At Country Roads Meat Market in Centerville, we believe in the power of local. That's why every fresh cut of beef and pork comes straight from the hardworking hands of our local farmers. We're not just a market, we're a community, supporting our local farmers by bringing you the most flavorful meats around. Hosting a gathering? Be sure to try our beef sticks and summer sausage, too. All crafted in-house. When you choose Country Roads Meat Market, you're not just getting top-notch meat, you're supporting the heartbeat of our communities. Country Roads Meat Market. Stop in our store in Centerville and taste the difference that local pride makes.
Nah, you're in the locker room. Come on in. Eyes up, and some celebration going on in the locker room tonight. Shane Holmes, as we travel across 34 here on your Summers Insurance Locker Room Show. Got to be a lot of celebrating going on over in Sheraton. A big week two win, you know, after that bounce back, after a loss in Davis County. Davis County, I think, Shane, is going to show us they're for real, too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Davis County beats Centerville 56-33, and we've seen how tough that Centerville defense can be. So
56 points. That's some offense. But it also reflects on how good Albie's defense must be. Centerville able to score 33 points.
Definitely. And some of the other scores around the league is Montezuma, big win over Moravia, 80-8. Then over in Knoxville gets the win 58-7 over Clark. And Sigourney, they have a big win tonight, 23-7 over Mediapolis. Linville Sully wins a big game tonight over North Mahaska, 30-22. Grinnell, 17 over Bondurant, 17-14. The Chargers, once again, 51-12, 51 over Eddyville to 12. Then last night we had Ottumwa win 58-28. Davis County once again beat Centerville 56-33. And late in the fourth quarter, Oskaloosa 33 over Des Moines Hoover 20.
Yeah, I think that game has gone final. Jamie Brockman bringing the coverage there, and a good win for Oskaloosa. And our pick'em this morning, I had Oskaloosa. I think they're this is going to be a good football team. So I'm excited. Maybe we can get Jamie on and catch up with the coach for Oskaloosa. But right now, we're going to try to catch up with the head coach of the Sigourney Kyota, the Cobras, Jared Jensen. How about that, Chain? You know, they go out and they go and find the very best competition, and as we've seen throughout our time of broadcasting, Coach Jensen's been there each and every week. Their team gets better. And tonight, they did it again. And Coach Jared Jensen joined us on the phone line. Coach, congratulations. That's a big-time win on the road against a big-time program and a statement of how to bounce back after a week one disappointment.
Absolutely. You know, we're just excited. You know, I think we know how talented we can be. We just kind of ran into a bump all the first week, and again, we're not in it. We're not young, but we're just a little bit inexperienced with you know, guys starting their second game of their career tonight. So, you know, I feel good about our preparation all week long. We had you know, vibrant practice, energy, excitement, and you know, I think that translated into tonight, you know, just feeling confident in yourselves, understanding what you're doing and going to get it done. And, you know, it wasn't pretty by any means, but, you know, defensively, we bow shot ourselves in the foot at the beginning of the game on the offense. We fumbled a snap and gave it up on about the 4-yard line. And, you know, our defense held strong and you know, got a goal line stand there and got the ball back, you know, about on the floor. So, you know, we put ourselves in a bad position right away, but we found a way out of it. And then, you know, got up a couple scores, you know, gave them a little momentum when they came back and scored. And, you know, from there it was crunch time, you know. But our second score was, you know, after our first touchdown, you know, caused the fumble on the kick return, scooped and scored it. You know, we had the momentum there. We let them come back and come and get it. Hit a big play, the first play out, you know, big pass play, and then, you know, marched it down and scored, you know. So it was 14-7, you know, there in the first. And, you know, from there we just buckled down and played our brand of football and worked the clock and just put drives together. I know we had a 16-play scoring drive there, and, you know, had two touchdowns called back for holding. I mean, we had some issues with some penalties tonight, so that's something we got to clean up. But, you know, I'm just proud of our guys and how they battled and you know, came out of week one knowing that, okay, hey, that team was pretty good, you know, but we know who we can be. And, you know, tonight was the first step in getting where we want to go.
Coach, how big was that that goal line stance for you guys? That may have been a signature moment for your program. If I'm reading it from the miles away that I am, you know, you're coming off a disappointing loss, week number one, and then the game does not start the way you want it to start. Your back's up against a wall, and you just find a way. How much, I'm going to venture to guess, you're going to look back on the season and say that was a big moment for this program.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that could have swung the momentum just from the very start of the game. You know, I think, you know, our guys have grit, man. They knew their backs were against the wall. They knew, you know, okay, hey, we got to pick up the offense. They maybe screwed the pooch here, but, you know, we got to get them back out of it. And, they sure enough did that. And, you know, just the heart of our kids, the understanding that, you know, we're going to do things our way. And, you know, that typically leads to success, and they buy into that. You know, they're going to do their job. It's not about me going to, you know, I'm going to go make the play. Everybody just do your job. Somebody's going to make the play. It may be you, it may not, but as long as you guys are, you know, filling your gaps and running your creases and you know, DB's coming up and filling, you know, we got to win as a team. And I think tonight our team played really good team defense. We always had a ton of guys around the ball. You know, and I agree, that's going to be a big moment this season. You know, that could have turned out real bad for us. You know, give up our opening drive, fumble, and then give up a score right away. You know, who knows where that would have taken us. But, you know, we're fighters, we're battlers, we're grinders, and, you know, our guys just did that tonight. I felt like we wore Minneapolis down and out and, you know, put a ton of drives together, but again, just, you know, had a couple fumbles that we gave up, had a ton of penalties holding, you know, some of them questionable, some of them holding, but, you know, regardless, you know, we put ourselves in a bad position, but always found a way to get out of it. But we just got to find a way not to put ourselves in those bad positions. So when we are making big plays, and most of those holding penalties were, two of them were touchdowns. A couple of them were probably 20-yard runs. You know, so definitely held us back. But, you know, we fought through it. We battled through the adversity. I think that's going to be something that we lead, you know, lead into the next few games. All right, we've seen the adversity. We battled it. We found a way through. Now let's keep rolling.
Coach, congratulations on a great Week 2 win. Could you give us a little bit of a rundown on some of the playmakers and how they did tonight?
You know, I think we had quite a rotation of backs tonight. You know, Isaac Bruns obviously had a really good game tonight. You know, had 170-yard touchdown, had one of his touchdowns, got called back from holding. You know, had some just really, really solid runs that, he got hemmed up. He got, you know, people got their hands on him. And he just found a way to get out. Our guys kept forcing the block on the guys around the ball and find a way to score it out. You know, Brady Clark had a good night at wing back. And it seems like anytime he touched the ball, he was getting 15 yards or so. And, you know, Ike Molnick threw him in. He kind of rotated in the backfield as well. You know, I think having those three guys kind of rotating in there, whether it's wing or tail, or they can all run both, you know, had a really, really good night as well. I mean, he had a couple big runs. Again, a couple of guys, you know, a couple runs. I think one of them was a touchdown that got called back for holding. And, you know, so there was a lot of points that got taken off the board because of our just mental mistakes. And, you know, but I think those three offensively kind of you know, did their thing. Our offensive line, I thought, did a pretty good job. Again, some of the holdings were some of the offensive linemen and our blocking back. And, you know, a lot of them were getting out on the edge. You're trying to block guys in space, you know, and obviously we need to work on doing that a little bit. But, you know, I thought our offensive line did a really good job for us. You know, the defensively, I mean, all the way around, we rotated a ton of D-linemen. Linebackers played well. DBs played well. We didn't give up any real big plays. We gave up one pass. It was probably 30 or 40 yards. Other than that, we pretty much kept them in check. So, you know, I think just all around, you know, that was a team win. We had a lot of guys that did a lot of good things. You know, some guys stood out more than others, but that's typically how things work out. You know, you find the hot hand and you keep feeding them. And, you know, luckily we had three guys with a hot hand tonight.
Coach, congratulations. And again, there will be no rest. You'll enjoy this for, I don't know if you can get home long enough to enjoy it, because I know you'll be right back at it, because you guys certainly got the gauntlet and another great opponent next week.
Absolutely. I mean, we know what Mid Prairie is going to bring. We're close enough to them that we understand, you know, there's a little bit of hatred there maybe. I think more on their end than ours, but, you know, we're going to go in and battle test it. And, you know, they dropped another one tonight. Hopefully, you know, I don't know where their confidence level is going to be, but I know last year they were in the same boat. They bring it. You know, it was a close game. We ended up squeaking it out, but we're gonna have to play really well this week.
That is Coach Jared Jensen, head coach, Sigourney Kyoto, bounce back win, big victory over Minneapolis. And, Coach, thanks for stopping by the locker room once again, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
All right, thank you. Go Cobras.
How about that, Shane Holmes? A man, you know, here you go. You come out week one. You lose to a really good PCM team, by the way, right? Team that's probably going to vie for a state title. And then the opening series, you fumble the football, give them goal to go, and your back is against the wall. He said it. There. Culture that you build. That don't happen overnight. That's a culture you build.
We talk all the time about building a program, not just a team, and Sigourney is a huge example of that.
Yep, and that character has been forged into they found their character. 4-yard line after a turnover, and you shut them down and shut them out, and you get the win on the road. A big win for Sigourney Kyoto, the Cobras victorious. And a quick timeout. We'll come back, and another coach knows how to bounce back. Has Sheraton finds his way back, and big win. Boy, impressive win there for Coach Smizer. We'll see if we can catch up with him after a quick timeout. We're coming back into the Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance.
It's a tailgate weekend at your Albia Hy-Vee. This is Eric Lehart, District Store Director. This Friday, Saturday, Sunday, September 6th through the 8th, we have our special recipe brats, links, or patties, 10 for $10 with a 20-cent fuel saver. 99-cent Hy-Vee potato chips, limit 2 with 8-ounce bags. Bakery Fresh 12-count chocolate chip cookies for $3.99 each, limit of 6. Coca-Cola 6-pack half-liter bottles, $3.48 each with a limit of 3. And 24-pack Busch or Busch Light, $19.99 plus deposit. Stop in and save at your local Albia Hy-Vee.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For the best deals in wireless on a network that works in the middle of anywhere, see Cosby Cellular, your local authorized U.S. Cellular agent with locations in Albia, Bloomfield, and Centerville.
Over the hills and through Sheraton we go. Shane Holmes on our way back from I-35 as we're coming through Sheraton. Just seems appropriate that I honk and wave at our good buddy Coach Smizer, who found himself on the victorious side. The bounce back victory we kind of predicted, Shane. Really felt that Coach would get him back in the right place. He started a fast start last week against a very good Davis County team, and never want to count out Coach Smizer and talk about resilience and toughness. That's what they're made out of. Big bounce-back win for them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, a heartbreaking loss last week, and I'm sure it was a tough week of practice, but, boy, it's got to feel good to play this weekend and get the big W in such an impressive way.
Well, let's see if we can. I'm literally driving right through Sheraton right now. Coach Smizer, I hope we got you on the phone line. Coach, congratulations, buddy. You know, that was a tough, heartbreaking loss last week. Got that lead, and then, sometimes the other team just makes plays, and they found a way to come back and get the win, but you guys found a way to bounce back, and that is an indicator of character.
Yeah, guys, it was a long week. You know, Coach Schooley and I didn't sleep very good this week, but, you know, we bounced back. The kids did a really nice job. We didn't start out great tonight. We had a great start last week, but didn't start out great. We threw a pick and then had a fumble, but our defense stuck it up there and got a stop, and then we kind of got rolling offensively, and then they couldn't move the ball on us. So, yeah, it was a great bounce-back win. I thought the kids had a great week of practice, and we needed it. You know, we played better defensively this week. We tackled better, and that's usually not a staple of ours, not missing tackles and not being very physical on defense. But the kids bounced back and did a really nice job this week.
Coach, we'll walk through those moments. It's just funny because getting off the phone with Coach Jensen, and Albie had the same effect. Albie with a pick in their first possession gave them a ball short field, you know, inside the 25, held them off. The Cobras tonight on their opening series fumbled the ball inside the 4-yard line, kept them out of the end zone, and then you guys start the game the same way. And I wonder how much when your team can rise up in that adversity that it really can set the tone, maybe change the season, but also set the tone in terms of how the game's going to go when you feel like your back's up against a wall.
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit, and I had my seniors step up and really played pretty good there defensively and offensively, both sides of the ball. But yeah, thought defense stepped up and put us in a good spot, and then we took control offensively. And you know, I got a piece back to the defense this week as Arnold got to play again. He'd been sick, out with some mono stuff, so he's back ready to roll and had a really good night tonight for us.
Well, Coach, you know, you talked about tackling, improving on tackling. You know, what are those things you do during the week? Coach Schooley's always got a really good defense, and you guys have been known for your tackling. What were those things maybe you focused on to put you to where you wanted to be?
You know, yeah, we just talked about being in better position, and then with finishing. We weren't running through the ball carrier. We were kind of stopping our feet and just trying to wrap. So we had to be more physical, run downhill. Our linebackers need to run downhill, and they did a lot better job of that tonight. So, you know, we still got to clean some things up, but huge progress from week one to week two.
Well, the offense obviously found some mojo tonight. Coach, run us through maybe some of the stars of the night and some more of those big moments came for you guys.
Yeah, Austin Ryder had another big night. He had over 200 yards rushing. He ran the ball really well. You know, and we had to shuffle some pieces at our line that wasn't where we wanted to be tonight, so we moved some new people in, and they stepped up and did a nice job moving around. But Austin had a big game rush. And then, you know, Connor Shore continues to get better offensively at quarterback spot, you know, just his second start as a sophomore. But he came in, threw some nice balls. We got to continue to clean up our pass catching stuff. We dropped two touchdown passes also. So we still got some work to do offensively. But, you know, when you got Ox back there and can hand him the ball and big Chase Willis and the Blinchenko kid and Sealy and all those guys, Goldman come out this year. They've done a nice job up front. So hopefully, you know, we'll continue that path and also keep running well. And now we got Arnold back, so whatever we decide to do with him. So it'll be good offensively, and we just got to keep working.
Coach Shane Holmes here. Tell us a little bit about the attitude of your team this week. And did they just come this week a little harder at it? And what were your thoughts on that?
Job. You know, I've got 14 seniors, and that's a lot of seniors for us. We usually don't have 14. And they understood they played, you know, terrible in the second half, especially defensively last week. So they came ready to work. I got great leaders and Willis and Jensen, and, you know, those boys come did a great job. You know, we moved Jace Gwynn back to the inside at the linebacker spot, and he played a lot better tonight. So, it's early. We're still finding pieces. The coaches are still going to move some kids around, but attitudes were great. They came to work, and they had a nice showing tonight.
Coach, all right. Nothing to look forward to this week. It's just another week.
Yeah, it's always just another week when you play Albion, right? No, it's a huge rivalry. You know, it's great. It's great for both towns. It will be packed, you know. I don't know. That's what someone asked me. I don't know. You look up the last 10 games. We've won 7-8. I don't even know, but every game has been close. Doesn't matter where you play, what the records are, who's ranked. I mean, it's just going to be a close game. Schooley and I talked about tonight. Last couple of years have been some special team stuff, and you know, we've got the better of the special teams. Ox had a kickoff return for a touchdown a couple of years ago, and then Jaeger had a punt return for a touchdown last year, kind of sealed the deal. So, you know, it's just going to be a great rivalry game. There'll be a ton of people there. It'll be a great atmosphere for high school football, and there's not much better than that on a Friday night.
Cannot wait, Coach. A lot of fun. Congratulations. Great character win for your football team. And Coach Schooley, I knew he'd have those guys playing tough defense. And good win for your football program. Cannot wait to see you guys next Friday.
Fun. Thanks for the coverage. And I'm sure we'll be over there. It should be a great atmosphere and a fun game.
That is Coach Kurtzmeyer. A bounce back win for the Chargers tonight, and impressive. And, you know, we've seen a common theme here tonight, Shane. The defense is really kind of, I think, catapulting the teams. You look at Albion and Sigourney and now Sheraton. All three of those teams started, you know, with mistakes, with turnovers, with putting their defense under pressure. And all three defenses rose to the occasion, and I think all rode that momentum to victories tonight.
You know, week in and week out, your offense might not be clicking right, but a good defense usually works consistently every week. So to have a great defense like all these teams do, that's a good sign for a good rest of the year.
And, you know, Coach Smizer is maybe a little foreshadowing to what next week looks like. You know, big special teams has been in this rivalry. Right. You almost forget. Oxenrider, well, he is a dude, too. I'm telling you right now.
200 yards in one game. That's, yeah. You're doing something there.
Well, we are going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. I'm going to try to catch up with Jamie Brockman, the voice of the Indians. Oskaloosa, big winners tonight. And we'll catch up with Jamie and get a breakdown of the ball game when we come back. Back into the locker room. The Locker Room Show brought to you by Summers Insurance. Don't go anywhere.
It's not a day you see coming. It may be sunny, or it may may be gray, but it's not a day you can get ready for. And it's not a day you would trust to anyone but a friend. Because it's not just a day in a lifetime. It's a lifetime in a single day. Senate Funeral Home in Albia and Ottumwa.
When it comes to your insurance for your home, auto, farm, and business, think about your very own hometown insurance company, GNP Insurance. Right here in Albia for 12-plus years, family-owned and operated. We are proud of our hometown just like you are. From the wonderful Welcome Home Soldier Monument to all the local businesses thriving in our community, the wonderful churches and kids excelling throughout our community. We are proud of Albia just like you. Proud to support, serve, and protect our community. Next time you think of your insurance and protection needs, think of GNP Insurance. Give us a call and go Big Blue.
The roaming locker room, the locker room on wheels, tenant on wheels, Shane Holmes. Keep your eyes up. Somebody's got to keep a track of the road. And, boy, a road that was paved with some big wins tonight on week number two. And run up to Jamie Brockman, the voice of the Indians. Jamie, buddy, congratulations, man. That was a heck of a ball game you guys got to bring tonight. And I thought this was a pretty good Indian team, and I think they showed they're going to make some noise this year.
Well, you know, Jason, they definitely have potential. That's for sure. It's been a while, but we finally have somewhat of a veteran team with several juniors and seniors in key positions. We still have some sophomores out there as well, but those guys are actually producing for us. But this was a game that. Obviously, many of us feel we should be 2-0 right now. We kind of let one get away last week at Washington with just some stupid penalties at very key times in the game that ended up costing us. So this is one we really wanted tonight. Des Moines Rivers is a team that they've now lost 11 straight games dating back to last year. So this is what we thought we finally had to have. And we did, 33-20 final score, and it was pretty tight up until, mid-fourth quarter or so. And Oskaloosa got out to a quick start. Our opening possession, we drove 63 yards down the field, and A.J. Walker, the talented junior running back, finished it off with a 5-yard run, and we were up 7-0 with 8:16 to go in the first quarter. However, all that momentum and energy did not last long because Hoover took the ensuing kickoff back 87 yards for its score, and just 14 seconds later, we were tied 7-7. Then both teams fumbled in the other's red zone and gave up turnovers there, but neither was able to score. Oski got on the board again with about 7:40 to go in the first half on a 23-yard pass connection from junior quarterback Kane Boonder to senior Maddox Ashman, put us up 14-7. That was the score at the half. And then third quarter, first offensive snap of the game, Des Moines Hoover breaks free 70 yards on a run by Deion Berry. And again, we're tied up 14-14. Oski scored the next three. We got a fumble recovery that we forced at the goal line and recovered in the end zone by junior defensive end Parker Jordan. Then Tyler Edgar, a talented sophomore receiver, caught a 24-yard pass from Kane Boonder. We were up 27-14 at that point, just over 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. A.J. Walker got his second score of the night with 5.5 minutes to go in the game. On a 14-yard run, that put us up 33-14. And then final score was a 65-yard run by Deion Berry, the same player that had the 70-yard run in the third quarter for Hoover. And they pulled within 33-20 with 5:18 to go in the game, but that was it. And Oskaloosa was able to hold on for the win. A lot of yards tonight by Oskaloosa. We did have some penalties, not as bad in that category as last week, but too many turnovers tonight, though, by the Indians. That's something we still need to focus on. We put the ball on the turf a few times tonight, and once we get into district play, playing teams like Xavier and Clear Creek Amana and North Scott, we can't have those kind of things. So that's going to be a focus moving forward, I'm sure. But nonetheless, it's great to get a win, especially at home in your home opener, and 33-20 final score, we'll take it. Okay, so good win for Oskaloosa. The Indians went to 1-1 on the season, and Des Moines Hoover fell to 0-2, but they gave us a good fight tonight. And next week, Oskaloosa's on the road at Grinnell, and boy, there have been some knockdown, drag-out, you know, physical games over the history between Oski and Grinnell. So we're going to their place next week, and hopefully can get a road win there. And then week four, final week of non-district play, Oskaloosa will be back home 2 weeks from now to host Ottumwa. That should be a good matchup in week four. And then we start district play week five, homecoming, home here against Clear Creek and Mana. Those are the next 3 weeks ahead for Oskaloosa. But always nice to get a win, obviously, any way you can. And you always like to win in front of your home fans. And Oskaloosa was able to do that tonight. So 33-20 final score, Indians 1-1, Jason. And hopefully, you know, we can clean up some of those mistakes and take the show to Grinnell next week and get a win on the road over the Tigers.
Well, that is the voice of the as well. Shout out to Oskaloosa. They put their best foot forward.
Yeah. You know, again, we've got some veterans out there. We've got a few young guys, but it seems to be kind of coming together here. We're only 2 weeks into the season, obviously. Long ways to go. You know, it's going to be tough for Oskaloosa to be a playoff team because, you know, they only take the top two from each district, and you've got Cedar Rapids, Xavier, and North Scott in our districts, who are two huge powerhouses in Class 4A football. So it's going to be tough, you know, to make a postseason run at all. But we're just trying to win games one at a time here and do as well as we can and continue to build this program under Coach Brett Dowd. And tonight is certainly a big step in that direction.
Well, why don't we jump on the phone lines and catch up with Coach Brett Dowd. Jamie, thanks for joining us, buddy. Coach, welcome in, buddy. Jamie just broke us down the night's events. Let's get your coach's perspective. I think some adversity had come your way and some character was built. Disappointing loss against Washington, maybe less than things on the table, I'm sure, but and some adversity tonight in that kickoff return, but your team found the character to pull it out and get the win.
Yeah, I mean, we got the dub, that's for sure. The guys that we coach, we have a good team. We're building team camaraderie, and it was good for us to just battle through some adversity again. I mean, it's the same thing Washington, and it cost us the game, but, you know, we fought through tonight, and we got the win.
Coach, your week of practice, well, you know, you got to get your team back up, get ready, and you know, I know there was some disappointment. You know, what were those things you walked through as a coach to get your guys ready to play the way they did tonight?
I mean, it really started when we left the locker room at Washington. We laid an egg in that first half. We kept shooting ourselves in the foot. And we just talked about how we battled in that second half, and we had it 14-14 after being down 0-14. And, you know, we let it slip away at the end, but, you know, we walked out of the locker room with our heads held high, and I just said, you better be hungry. And I thought we had a pretty good week of practice this week, and we came out, and but we did get the job done, so that was good.
Talking with Coach Brett Downs, head coach of Oskaloosa, victorious tonight. Coach, you got a opponent that you're very familiar with, a very difficult opponent ahead of you. What's the things you're going to be focusing on this week to keep this alive and keep things moving the right direction?
Clean up the turnovers, and we got to clean up the penalties. We had a lot of dumb turnovers. We put the ball on the turf too many times, and then you know, we had some stupid penalties, and they were drive crushers. And if we do that against Grinnell, it's going to be hard. And so, but if we can keep it clean and we can just take care of ourselves and be disciplined in what we do, control the controllables is what we say, we look to battle it out with them because we know that they're going to have a good team, and they got us last year pretty good, so we better be hungry.
Coach, congratulations. Good win for you guys tonight, and we're looking forward to next week and keep building this thing. And I love the way your young guys are now becoming those older guys and starting to grab on that maturity, and that you can certainly see the development.
Yeah, for sure. Been nice. And, you know, a solid year in the weight room. That's what that is. We're building culture in our weight room with some initiatives that we have moving forward since last year, and we're excited for what's to come.
Well, that's Coach Brett Downs, Oskaloosa, victorious tonight. And Shane, you know, you look at those kids that were taking their beatings and they're putting the time in the weight room. They're starting to come to life. This is a football program. We talked about it early on. I really felt they should be in 2-0, and I know they feel the same way. But I thought this was going to be a heck of an Oskaloosa team and a team on the rise, and they are.
Yeah, it really sounds like they turned it around this week, and that shows a lot of adversity in this team and big things to come for them.
Absolutely. Well, Folks, week two is in the books, and another edition of Locker Room Show is nearly over. Man alive, as much as we can't wait for this season to get started, they go way, way too fast. All right, you're going to be here tomorrow. And at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'll be in for the coaches' show. And then don't forget the Cyclones and the Hawks. Is it going to be a Hawkeye State, a Cyclone State? Well, it'll all unfold tomorrow, and you can catch it right here, home of the Cyclones on 96.7 KIC. Have a good night. You've been listening to The Locker Room Show.
The stadium lights are off, but the studio lights here are on. We're firing up the score machine for the fastest 90 minutes in radio in the state.
Caught at the five, in for a touchdown.
Get ready to hear all the results.
Okay, starting District 1 up north
and District number 2 tonight.
It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show from Radio Iowa, presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now, river to river and border to border. Here's Tony Adzani, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell.
And welcome to week 2 of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, powered by Learfield. Our producer, as always, is Mr. Joe Millage. 30-plus great affiliates across the state as we provide you all the final scores of all the games from classes 5A to 8-player each and every Friday night. The Coach's Hotline is brought to you by the Stethoscope at stethoscope.com. And the rankings are always provided by those at Radio Iowa and Todd Kim. One of our proud sponsors is Beck Hybrids, and we'll have the Player with Heart. After the first break here coming up this season, Bex is recognizing the student athletes who are not just stars in athletics, but players who show heart in school, at work, in their communities, and in the ag industry. Todd Kim will have that report as well. Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, it's another Friday night. It feels like a football Friday night tonight.
Definitely does. I was out on the field earlier this evening at a game just north of here. Got to talk to the official crew that was working that. One of the guys that's on my Saturday crew was umpiring a game there this evening. A beautiful night to be one of the few grass fields still left in 11-player football. Boy, it seems like we go to a lot of places and they're playing on carpet right now. But beautiful evening. Long lines at the concession stand. The stands are full. Week 2, there's still some things getting figured out by the teams here this year. Offenses are figuring some things out. There's a team locally here. Me and John were talking on the way down. Lost their quarterback last week in Week 1. So I believe a freshman was stepping in and taking his first couple series. Were a little rough for him as we were listening to that on the radio on the way down this evening. But, you know, teams are starting to figure some things out in Week 2. What is working for the offense? What isn't? What's the defense doing? There's some offenses like Prairie City, Monroe. Don't want to go up against those guys. So that offense is firing on all cylinders right now in Week 2.
Yeah, they've scored like about 110 points in the first two games.
And that's with some running clocks in the second half probably. Yeah. But a juggernaut to be dealt with there in Class 2A. But some teams figuring out right now.
And, by the way, as you hear the scores throughout the night, the first time around we're going to be missing a few. If you know that score, you can get us on X at Iowa Scoreboard. On X at Iowa Scoreboard, get us that scored in, and we'll get it reported to you.
You got it right the first time, Joe.
Yeah.
We're not saying formally something else anymore. It is X. We're going to run with X right now.
And as always, love to appreciate our guy, Kevin Cunningham, who does a lot of inputting of the scores throughout tonight for us so we can get nearly, if not all, the scores from all the games in the state. We have great affiliates across the state. We'll highlight them as well. We'll have, of course, affiliate reports and coaches' interviews tonight in the show as well. I know already scheduled here is Kadrian Harderson out of Hinton, victorious over Western Christian tonight. And we're going to have Mike Parkerson from Linville Sully in a victory over North Mahaska tonight. Those are two of the three coaches we know will be on our coaches' hotline, brought to you by Stephas. But let's get right to it before we get to a break. Let's get some scores in that we do have in. And we'll begin always in the big classes and in Class 5A tonight. A battle of top two teams. It went overtime, and the Maroons of Dowling Catholic victorious 26-23 over the West Des Moines Valley Tigers to improve to 2-0. Third-rated Waukee beat their neighbor Waukee Northwest 40-29. It was fourth-rated Ankeny Centennial. They're now 2-0 with a 55-14 win over Ames. Ankeny, number 6 rated, falls to 0-2 tonight as number 5 rated and three-time defending champion Southeast Polk rebounds from last week, 21-13 victories for the Rams. Also tonight, it It was Pleasant Valley upsetting 8th-rated Cedar Rapids Kennedy 35-20. And a game in overtime as we speak, Johnston and Cedar Falls, 7th-rated Cedar Falls, 9th-rated Johnston. They are deadlocked at 21 into overtime. Last night, Ottumwa improved to 2-0 with a 50-28 victory over Des Moines Roosevelt. It was Iowa City West victorious over Urbandale 34-28. Iowa City Liberty rolled over Iowa City City High 49-20. Cedar Rapids Jefferson 28-7 winners over Muscatine. And now am I getting my fat finger to work on this thing, Joe? And I'll have that last score as I ran right past it. Here we go. Davenport Central falls to Muscatine 21-19. It was Cedar Rapids Jefferson beating Marshalltown tonight 28-7.
A score update there in Class 5A. Cedar Falls just kicked a field goal. They're looking like they're probably going to go into overtime in that game here this evening.
It was already there with Johnson tied at 21. Yeah. Yep. They might have kicked a field goal to take the lead, maybe.
No, I have tied again at 24.
Okay, so
that was 11 seconds ago.
So they got another overtime.
Yeah, another overtime coming. So we're tied. So we're getting another overtime. Yeah, 24 all right now.
All right, before we go to break, let's get to Class 4A, where top-ranked Lewis Central of Council Bluffs rolled over Creston out of Class 3A 44-8. It was 6th-rated Gilbert, 36-18 winners over Carroll tonight. Grinnell just gets by 9th-rated Bondurant Ferraro, 0-2 now for the Blue Jays, 17-14.
Grinnell was down 14-3 at halftime, came back to win that game in the second half at Bondurant.
And Pella, 10th-ranked, goes to 2-0 with a 40-16 win over Class 3A's Keokuk. Other scores tonight that we have finals in Class 4A. It was Washington 14, Burlington 6. North Polk improves to 2-0 with a 41-27 win over Carlisle, reported by Jay Leach. Also in overtime tonight, we have another overtime game. We're getting a lot of them early. Atlantic gets by Glenwood 35-34. Benton Community 41-13 winners over Marion. It was Newton 28, Dallas Center Grimes 7. Last night at Lamar's defeated Sioux City North out of Class 5A 28-8. And tonight Spencer 21-14 winners over Webster City. Those are the scores we have so far from Classes 5A and 4A. Again, if you didn't hear any scores, you have that final. Tweet us at X at Iowa Scoreboard, on X at Iowa Scoreboard. We'll get 3A, 2A, 1A, and 8 players still to come. Coaches' interviews and affiliate reports. But first, we'll take a timeout, and we'll highlight our Bex Hybrids player with heart. Coming back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show each and every Friday night from 10 to 11:30. And as always, we're powered by Learfield.
On your way home from the game, watch for deer. More highlights, scores, coaches, affiliate reports, and more next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you, so you're never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents?
parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Tony, John, Wendell. They're back with more results from around the great state of Iowa. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
Joe Millage, our producer. As always, we're powered by Learfield. We've given you 5A and 4A scores we have in first time around. We'll get to 3A down to Class 8 player. All the scores from 10 to 11:30 every Friday night. But right now, as we do each and every Friday night at this time, we highlight our player with heart, brought to you by Bex Hybrid. And here is Todd Kim.
This season, Bex is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star in athletics, but a player that shows heart in school, at work, through the community, and in the ag industry. Madeline Ryder from Beckman Catholic in Dyersville has grown up on a family farm and enjoys working with the cow-calf herd.
I've always kind of just loved working with the cattle because they are unpredictable. It's something new every day, and it's always a different challenge, and I like that aspect of always having a different challenge on your hands to deal with.
For Southeast Valley's Cale Van Sickle, interest in farming took off after his father let him drive a tractor at a young age.
Probably about 4 or 5, we have an old International M. He'd let me drive that around the yard. I used to always sit on his lap, and he always let me steer.
Farming has taught him leadership, important when you are the quarterback.
You got to have a big impact on it. Leadership around the field and stuff, making sure everyone knows what they're doing, and you know, just helping out and stuff makes a big impact.
Cord Hamilton from Central Decatur has worked with livestock since he was young, and it sparked an interest in showing animals.
So my sisters, they used to always show livestock before me, and I always helped them when they were getting their livestock ready for the show day. And I've just always been really intrigued with cats since I started helping them, and it just went from there.
Rachel Ehlers from Davenport West has been active on her family farm and even owns her own show goat business.
When I started 4-H, I was about 9 years old. I knew I wanted to show a goat, so I ended up going over to my neighbor's house, and I showed a couple of his goats, and I just fell in love with it. And then a couple years later, I had the opportunity to buy 28 bred does, so every year we've been growing, and now we have about 80 total.
Nominate a student athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart. Now back to the scores.
All right, we'll get to the scores in 3 in a second. We'd like to recognize some great affiliates, including in Estherville, Killer Bee Country, KILR-FM, and Wendell still hasn't gotten his shirt, so he is pissed off.
I'll talk to the owner, Roger Jacobson. I know him well. I'll see what I can do for you.
All right, the best mix and more in Forest City, KIOW-FM, and KBKB, Fox Sports, 104.5 FM and 1360 AM in Fort Madison. Let's get to the 3A scores, and here's John Martins.
All right, top-ranked Williamsburg in 3A and number 3 in 4A. Cedar Rapids Xavier still going at it. This is a good football game. Xavier up by 1, but it's late in the second half of that game at Williamsburg tonight. The defending state champion Raiders try to go to 2-0. Forest City and fell to number 3-ranked Algona Public, 61-36. Other rated teams with final scores that we have so far, 4th-ranked Solon over Clear Creek Amana, 42-14. By the way, CCA coached by former Mount Vernon coach Lane Peterson, trying to get that CCA program up and running. 10th-ranked Sioux City Helan and the Crusaders cruising to a win over Council Bluffs. Abe Lincoln, the 5A Lynx, by a score of 40-16. So the Crusaders go to 2-0 on the year. I'm guessing Caden Thomas had a big game for Helan in that game. Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 28-9 over West Sioux Haywarden. Fairfield, 55-15 over Fort Madison. And the Bloodhounds, Hampton Dumont Cal and Clarion Goldfield Dows went to Hampton Dumont Cal 35-7. Harlan Community, the Cyclones, and Denver Schleswig in action tonight. Tony Correa from KNOD has this report.
The Harlan Community Cyclones were able to get their first win of the season over Highway 59 rival Dennis and Sussman by a final of 49-7. Lucas Francis, a dominating game. He would get a touchdown on the opening series for the Cyclones from 48 yards out to give them a 7-0 lead. He would then score on their next series from 9 yards out, making it a 14-0 lead. Then Gabe Arkbell would hit Dallas McDowell for his first of 2 touchdowns, a 21-0 lead at the end of the first quarter for Harlan Community. They would then get a 34-yard reverse from Bryce Von Bala to increase their lead to 28-0. And then just before halftime, Dallas McDowell would score his second touchdown of the game from 24 yards out on a pass from Gabe Arkbell. That would make it a 35-0 lead. To start the second half, Francis would get a 9-yard touchdown run to make it a 42-0 lead. Cole Kastner would get a 1-yard touchdown run, finishing off a 9-play, 77-yard drive for Dennis and Schleswig to give them their only score of the game and to make it 42-7. But then Aiden Redmond would score on the very next play from 49 yards out to make it a 49-7 victory for Harlan Community to go to 1-1 on the season as they will go on the road for the first time and take on Glenwood next week. For KNOD Radio and Radio Iowa, I'm Tony Correa for the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, thank you, Tony. A couple more final scores we have. Green County, the Rams 36-7 over Perry. It was Sergeant Bluff Luton. This is a pretty good 3A football team, from what I understand. SBL, the Warriors 21-10 over Class 5A Sioux City East and the Black Raiders. And the Spencer Tigers up into Webster City by a score of 21-14. Those are 3A scores we have so far.
Score alert.
So a little update on Cedar Falls and Johnston. Cedar Falls scores a touchdown. Johnston doesn't waste any time. First play in the second overtime for Johnston. They get the touchdown as well. So 31-all, they're going to the third overtime now.
Wow. Why play one football game? Let's play two tonight.
You know what's crazy? With three overtimes in that one, and there's a handful of games that are just now starting fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Two, that we're keeping track of as well. So we hopefully get those finals before we're done tonight.
Well, before we go to break, let's get to some 2A scores you have as well. Some more affiliate reports. Here's one. Wendell Campbell with Class 2A.
Well, let's start at the top of 2A. Good place to start there, and that's where number 2 Spirit Lake, they traveled to Sioux Center tonight, and a big win for them, 45-6. We had KUOO reporting on that one.
Spirit Lake comes to Open Space Park at Sioux Center and wins tonight big 45-6. Indians get the scoring started on a 30-yard touchdown run by Bodie Higgins with 9:01 to go in the first quarter. They later add a 9-yard touchdown catch by Dylan Stecker to make it 14-0 with 2:53 to go in that first quarter. Early second quarter, the Indians find the end zone again on a 4-yard run by Higgins to make it 21-zip. Then after a kickoff was recovered by the Indians, Isaiah McQuan at the Sioux Center 29-yard line, the Indians quarterback Cade Lunt throws a 29-yard touchdown pass to Dylan Stecker to make it 28-0. Warriors fumble on the ensuing possession at their own 31, and 5 plays later, Higgins finds the end zone again to make it 35-0 and running clock with 7:06 to go in the first half. The Indians would tack on a 12-yard touchdown catch by Dylan Stecker with 3:48 to go in the first half. They lead 42-0 at halftime. They tack on a field goal early fourth quarter, and the Warriors get their only score as time expires on a 3-yard run by Hunter Van Zee. Again, 45-6 the final in this one. Statistically, Spirit Lake 347 yards compared to just 62 for Sioux Center. It was 3 touchdowns apiece for Bodie Higgins and Dylan Stecker. Again, 45-6, Spirit Lake defeats Sioux Center. For Radio Iowa, this is Jason Jacobs, KUOO, on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Appreciate that one, Jason, for the report. Here's the rest of Class 2A here. You know, and I skipped over the first one. I should have scrolled down. Van Meter, they remain undefeated tonight, 24-0 shutout of number 9, Des Moines Christian. Moving to number 3, West Lyon tonight over Lawton Bronson, 49-7. PCM Monroe, that juggernaut of an offense there, they are rolling big as they defeated Pella Christian out of Class 1A tonight, 58-7. The battle of Highway 163 there.
How many points, John, so far in 2 games?
About 112. Let's see. Number 7, Kemper Catholic in 2A defeats number 5 out of Class 1A Underwood tonight, 49-28. Number 5, Western Christian went on the road to Hinton tonight, and we're going to be able to talk to Kadrian Hardison as Hinton gets the upset over number 5, Western Christian. Number 6, Clarinda shutting out Red Oak tonight, 46-0. Number 8, Nevada over number 8, out of 3A. Let me say that. Defeating number 8 in 2A, Roland Story. Nevada over Roland Story, 20-14. More finals in Class 2A, Beckman Catholic over Monticello, 21-0. Shout out to my buddy Mitch working that one tonight, sending me the score when they were all done.
There's the first shout out.
Yeah. I got a handful of them tonight, Tony.
I know.
Let's go to Cherokee, and that's where Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids go win on the road tonight as Cherokee gets the big win, 31-12. We got Neil Cruz reporting with KCHE there in Cherokee.
Cherokee Braves pick up the win tonight over the Sioux Central Rebels, 31-12 at George Hicks Field in Cherokee. And Neil Kirsch reporting KCHE Radio in Cherokee, Iowa for Radio Iowa Scoreboard. The Braves get on the board first with a Jackson Polzard 5-yard touchdown run. A Henry Luger to Christian Vanderbrook 2-point conversion puts the Braves up 8-0. In the second quarter, Sioux Central gets on the board with 11:09 left with a 39-yard touchdown run by quarterback Owen Mills. The Braves stuff the 2-point and make it 8-6. And then Polzard gets his second touchdown of the night with 7:55 left second quarter. An 83-yard touchdown run, a Coy Lewis extra point, puts the Braves up 15-6. Blake Lovell gets in the action for the Braves with 56 seconds left in this first half. A 9-yard touchdown run puts the Braves up 21-6. And the ensuing kickoff, Owen Mills takes it 98 yards for a kickoff return touchdown, makes it 21-12. Third quarter, the only score is Paul Drude's third touchdown of the night on a 17-yard run. The Coy Lewis extra point makes it 28-12. Lewis adds a 25-yard field goal in the fourth quarter. The Braves pick up the win 31-12 over Sioux Central, go to 2-0 on the season. The Rebels fall to 1-1. The Braves set up a 2-0 versus 2-0 against Ridgeview out of Holstein for homecoming in Cherokee next week. It'll be a good one. 31-12, the Braves over the Rebels. Cherokee picks up the win over Sioux Central to go 2-0. Neil Kirsch reporting for Radio Iowa Scoreboard.
Thanks, Neil and KCHE, there for that report here this evening.
Score alert.
All right, they finally have completed action in Johnston tonight. It took three overtime. Cedar Falls kicks a field goal. Johnston fails to score, 37-34. The Tigers over the Dragons in that big Class 5A matchup.
I've got an update in 4A for you. Number 2 North Scott upends Waverly Shell Rock, 38-24. So the number 2 in the state will probably stay that way going into the next rankings first of next week.
And we'll get caught up here in the rest of Class 2A. Knoxville gets the win tonight over Clark of Osceola, 58-7. Davis County over Centerville, 56-33. Osage shuts out Garner Hayfield Ventura, 7-0. Albia, the Blue Demons, shut out the Roadrunners of I-35, 18-0. South Hardin over Iowa Falls, 27-0. It was North Fayette Valley over Sumner Fredericksburg, 42-24 tonight. These are all finals in Class 2A. Okoboji over Pocahontas, 41-6. East Marshall LeGrand, 40-21 winners over Seidel. And the last final in Class 2A that I have, Sheldon over South O'Brien, 45-21. Those are all finals in Class 2A.
All right, those are the finals all the way through Class 2A. We're going to get 1A, A, and A the first time around. We'd like to thank the other great affiliates across the state, including Cool Gold, 105, KNOD in Harlan, in Manchester, KMCH, Eastern Iowa's high school sports play-by-play leader. In Sioux City, Talk Radio, KSCJ, AM 1360 and 94.9 FM, and KSOU, the voice of Northwest Iowa sports in Sioux Center. More of our great affiliates as we bring you the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30. And as always, we're powered by Learfield.
More Shockers, highlights, interviews, and final scores are next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most, our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Scores, interviews, and more. Now back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
And thanks for those listening on KICD, your information station in Spencer, including News Radio 102.5 FM and AM 1240 and Big Country 107.7, KUOO 103.9 FM, Campus Radio in Spirit Lake, and in Storm Lake, KAYL Mix 101.7. More of our great affiliates. We've left off with Class 2A. Let's get to Class 1A scores. Am I right?
Yeah.
And that means John Martins.
Yes, it does. Okay. The top-ranked team in Class 1A, OABCIG, the Falcons, 48-14 over Esac County. It was number 2, Grundy Center, rolling along 43-7 at Appleton-Parkersburg. Third-ranked Wilton, the Beavers, 36-7 over West Liberty and the Comets. Let's see. It was Tri-Center Neola upending number 4, Trainer, by a count of 27-21. Seventh-ranked Kemper Catholic, 49-28 over fifth-ranked Underwood. And Underwood, fifth-ranked in Class 1A. You've got number 8, Iowa City Regina, 28-17 over Mid Prairie. Sixth-ranked Dyke New Hartford, 27-0 over West Branch tonight. More ranked teams in Class 1A. Seventh-ranked Emmitsburg, 34-0 over Estherville Lincoln Central. Number 9, AHSTW out of Avoca, 42-22 over Riverside. And 10th-ranked MFL Marmac falling to Waukon by a score of 28-12. Boyden Hall Rock Valley and West Sioux of Hay Ward in action tonight in extreme northwest Iowa. Doug Brook, longtime reporter, has this report.
Boyden Hall Rock Valley picks up its first win of the 2024 season, 28-9 over the West Sioux Falcons at Hesla Field in Hall. West Sioux got on the board first, driving on its opening possession, resulted in a 25-yard Jonathan Flores to Petty field goal. But the Nighthawks responded quickly, a long kickoff return and a penalty set Boyden Hall Rock Valley up at the West Sioux 16. Levi Schaefer took it into the house to put the Nighthawks in front 7-3. Levi Schaefer would add another touchdown run from 8 yards out, middle of the second quarter. The Nighthawks would take advantage of a fumble that was returned 25 yards by Miles Netton to go in front 21-3 and led 28-3 at halftime. And a fumble recovery. Both teams 1-1 on the season. Boyden Hall Rock Valley at Lamar's next Friday. West Sioux will play host to Central Lion George Little Rock. For the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show and for Sioux County Radio Sports, I'm Doug Brook.
All right, thanks, Doug. Doug Brook with that report. Also tonight in Class 1A, it was Central Lee of Donaldson 47-0 over Cardinal of Eldon. The rest of the 1A scores we have that are final, Central Decatur 22-6 over Nottoway Valley, and Shenandoah just holding off West Central Valley of Stewart by a score of 46-42 for the Mustangs. Those are the Class 1A finals we have at this point.
All right, if you don't hear a score as we go through it first time around, we're now getting down to Class 1A, Class A, where Wendell will have the scores. You can hit us at X at Iowa Scoreboard. On X at Iowa Scoreboard, here's Wendell Campbell, Class A.
Here's Class A starting at the top. bottom. Number one, Woodbury Central moves to 2-0 in the season, 41-0 shutout of Westwood of Sloan. Number four, Lisbon moves to 2-0, 48-0 shutout of Loiza Muscatine. St. Anser over North Union, 48-7. Madrid gets their first win of the season, 48-0 over Martinsdale St. Mary's. It was number seven, Nashville Plainfield, 27-6 winners over North Tama. The best of the rest here in Class A. Shout out to my buddy Martin Wood, who is at home nursing after heart surgery here a couple weeks ago. Martin's football season is not going to happen this year, but he was good about getting me the score here tonight. So, Martin, hope you're doing well. But the win tonight, ACGC over Earlham, 28-21. The rest of the scores in Class A, AGWSR 1 point better than BCLUW and the Comets of Conrad, 14-13. It was AHSTW 42-22 over Riverside Oakland. Sibley Ocheden, 2 points better than Akron Westfield tonight, 35-33. Central Springs shuts out Lake Mills tonight, 32-0. Columbus Community, 51-14 winners over Wapello here tonight in Class A. Galen Catholic shuts out MMCRU 34-0 here this evening. It was HMS over Alta Aurelia 36-14. Danville 14-7 winner over Highland of Riverside tonight. It was Mount Air over Wayne of Corden 27-6. Newman Catholic over West Fork 20-15. South Winneshiek over North Butler 35-14. Maquoketa Valley shuts out North Cedar here tonight in Class A 49-0. Linville Sully 30-22 over North Mahaska. Linville Sully and the Hawks there get a tight last second win last week, and they are 8 points better than the Warhawks here this evening. That would be a South Iowa Cedar League, right, John?
Yes, it would. Yes.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
It was Pekin tonight, shutting out Van Buren County 54-0. South Central Calhoun over Southwest Valley 43-6. Wapsie Valley over Denver 35-12 tonight, and St. Albert's beating West Minota 41-20. Those are all finals in Class A.
A little bit of a blast from the past before the SICL for North Basket, Linville Sully. They were part of the Des Moines River Conference. That's going back a ways. Okay. Let's go to the coaches hotline for the Steffes Group and thesteffesgroup.com as we go to the winner's circle, the Hinton Blackhawks, 33-14 over fifth-ranked in Class 2A Hall Western Christian, joined by the Blackhawks head coach, Kadrian Harderson. Coach, congratulations on your team's win tonight.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
You bet. This is the first time I think we've had you on the program, so thanks for doing this. And talk about your win over Hall Western. Did you get off to a good start tonight, or how did this play out for the Blackhawks?
Yeah, you know, I think we played a pretty even first half. Both teams started with a punt, and then we were able to put a drive together on the ground. You know, going into the game, really felt like we could control the line of scrimmage, and that was going to be our ticket to success. You know, Western is perennially very athletic, and this year is no different. So we really felt like we had to find an edge, and that was between the tackles, and we were able to exploit that tonight.
We're talking to head coach Kadrian Harderson out of Hinton, a victory tonight over Western Christian Hall. Since it's our first time meeting you, Coach, are you an Iowa boy? Where did you play some high school ball, and how did you end up at Hinton?
Yeah, I'm a Hinton graduate. I played for the Blackhawks. I've always been a Blackhawk. I went to college up at Northwestern, and then I got to coach at Sioux Center with Tim Van Rigmorter on his staff for 8 years. And then came back down to Hinton as a volunteer and took over in Bruce Held and Steve Dedeker, retired after 34 years. So I kind of got pushed into this position, but I'm happy to be here. It's been a great experience. And, yeah, like I said, always been a Blackhawk, so that blood runs pretty deep.
So, Coach, you get a big win here in week two. Western Christian, you know, you go on the road to Akron Westfield next week. You know, talk about keeping your kids up for the week as you come in. Yeah, it's a big win, but it is week two. We've still got district play to go and how they're getting ready for the rest of the season.
Yeah, you know, obviously, yeah, we told the boys tonight, this is a big win. This is a statement win. You beat a very good Class 2A team who is always pushing for playoffs. But now what's most important now is Monday. You know, Akron coming up, and that's a big test. Those kids are always very tough. So our big thing to the kids is just you got to be where your feet are. What's important now? The Western game is over. It doesn't matter. Now we got to focus on Akron and take that one game at a time.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win. Blackhawks go to 2-0, and keep them going. Let's hope we hear more great things about Hinton football in 2024.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate everything you guys do.
All right, thank you very much. Kadrian Harderson, the winning head coach at Henson on the Blackhawks' win over Hall Western Christian. The Coach's Hotline brought to you by the Steffes Group, selling land and equipment for 65 years. The Steffes Group is one of the nation's fastest-growing auction companies with locations all throughout the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region. Visit them at steffesgroup.com.
All right, we still have eight players to go through first time around, and don't worry, folks. Oh, in Class A,
I think, too.
Oh, Class A? I thought you already
got
through.
No, we got through those. We got through the state player. Yep.
Thanks, John. Thanks for throwing me out.
No problem. That's what I'm here for.
We'd like to thank KWAY AM 1470 and 96.3 FM in Waverly, KQWC, Q95 in Webster City, in Sioux City, KSCJ AM and FM, News Talk, and in Alvia, Thunder Country, 96.7, KIIC. We'll be back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Each and every Friday night, we come to you from 10 to 11:30, and we're powered by Learfield.
From West Union to East Marshall, from North Liberty to South Tama, we've got more coming up on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Beck's, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Beck's Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you are never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Keeping you company on your drive home from the game. Let's get back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Beck's Hybrid. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
And along with Wendell Campbell and John Martinson, producer Mr. Joe Millage, I'm Tony Atene again throughout the night as we give you the scores from all the classes from 5A to 8 player. The rankings we use are those of Radio Iowa at RadioIowa.com. And if you don't hear your score, give us the score for us at X at Iowa Scoreboard on X at Iowa Scoreboard. We've left off with 8 player, the only scores we haven't given to you the first time around. And with those scores, Mr. Wendell Campbell, the ref.
And we start in 8 player class. class, and these are all a lot of district games, a few non-district cross ones, but I'm going to give them to you in districts here. Starting up in District 1, and that's where number 4, Remsen St. Mary's, moves to 2-0, 48-6 over Siouxland Christian tonight. Woodbine defeats Boyer Valley 48-12. It was Newell Fonda over West Harrison Mendamon 64-8. And in one non-district game there, that's where Arweva was upended by Glidden-Ralston tonight 34-15. Moving to District 2, and that's where your number 1 team in Class 8 player, Bishop Garrigan of Algona. And we had KLGA reporting on this one here tonight.
I'm Tyler Lance reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. The defending state champion Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears opened district play against their rival West Bend Mallard Wolverines and emerged victorious by a final score of 41-6. The Golden Bears kept the ball on the ground tonight, scoring all 6 touchdowns rushing. 3 rushing scores by Trayton Sink, 2 by Ethan Marso, and 1 by CJ McGregor in the victory. Defensively, it was a dominant performance by Bishop Garrigan's line and linebackers, stifling a West Bend Mallard unit that ran for over 530 yards last week in their win over Newell Fonda. The Golden Bears held West Bend Mallard to their lowest point total since the 2020 season. Bishop Garrigan gets back to action next week, taking on North Iowa in district play. The Wolverines travel to visit Remsen St. Mary's in a non-district contest. For Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Tyler Lance.
Thanks to Tyler Lance for that report out of District 2. The rest of District 2 we've got here tonight, Harris Lake Park over Rockford 58-6, and one non-district game there that saw Riceville over North Iowa 47-14. Moving to District 3, that's the only score I have there. Don Bosco, your number 5 team and 8 player, they upend Central Alcater tonight 57-0. District 4, 3 Thursday games here in District 4 saw Gladrick Rhinebeck over Tripola 70-20. Clarksville big over Dunkerton 58-6. That's a non-district game there, and Janesville shuts out GMG Garwin 41-0. The only Friday night game there in District 4 saw Lone Tree over Meskwaki Settlement 50-6. Moving to District 5 in Class 8 players, Central City over Springville 44-14. Edgeworth Colesburg over Easton Valley 76-34. District 6 saw only one score that I've got here tonight. Number 6 Waco upended tonight by Iowa Valley 56-34. Big win for Iowa Valley this evening there in District 6. District 7 saw Belle Plaine over Melcher Dallas 86-12. Montezuma 80-8 winners over Moravia and the Mohawks in District 7. District 8, number 2, Bedford, they've moved to 2-0 in the season, 60-0 over Murray. Lamoni, 1 point better than East Union, 35-34. Southeast Warren rolls over Mormon Trail, 76-0. And one non-district game saw number 3, Lennox over Fremont Mills, 41-0. District 9 and Class 8 players saw number 7, Audubon. The Wheelers roll over number 10, Colonesco, 44-8 here tonight in Class 8 player. St. Edmund Fort Dodge 70-14 over Collins Maxwell, and Coon Rapids Baird 28-20 winners over Baxter in District 9. District 10, this is the final district here in Class 8 player, Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton 30-22 winners over Stanton Essex, and East Mills over Sydney 44-24. Those are all finals here in Class 8 player, Tony.
All right, thank you very much. Let's get to Class 5A second time around, and again, if you don't hear the scores, please get us up at X at Iowa Scoreboard. Here we go. In a battle of the top twos out of the Radio Iowa poll, top-ranked West Des Moines Valley falls to number 2-ranked Dowling Catholic in overtime, final 26-20. Third-rated Waukee defeated Waukee Northwest by the score of 40-29. It was fourth-rated Ankeny Centennial, 55-14 winners over Ames. Number 5 took on number 6, and it was 3-time defending champions and fifth-rated Southeast Polk outlasting sixth-rated Ankeny, 21-13. Pleasant Valley knocked off eighth-rated Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 35-20. In 3 overtimes tonight, 7th-rated Cedar Falls improves to 2-0 as they defeated the Dragons of Johnson, ranked number 9, 37-34. 10th-rated Bettendorf, 42, Davenport West, 8. It was Des Moines East, 40, Des Moines Lincoln, 14. Thursday night, Ottumwa defeated Des Moines Roosevelt, 50-28. Cedar Rapids Prairie over Dubuque Senior, 41-21. It was Iowa City West, 34, Urbandale, 28. Iowa City Liberty, 49-20 winners over Iowa City City High. Linmar of Marion, 41-10 over Cedar Rapids Washington. And Cedar Rapids Jefferson defeated Marshalltown, 28-7. And finally, Muscatine defeated Davenport Central, 21-19. The only score we don't have right now in 5A, Waterloo West and Dubuque Hempstead at X at Iowa Sports.
That's your old company.
Yeah. At Iowa
How
Scoreboard.
How many years back does that go?
At Iowa Scoreboard.
How many years back?
Quite a few.
Sports Connection.
We have a head coach on, John?
We certainly do, and we're in the winner's circle. A good friend of mine, Mike Parkinson at Linville Sully, as the Hawks outdo their arch rival, North Pahaska's Warhawks, 30-22. A game that was, Coach Parkinson, congratulations on the win. A little closer than the final score would indicate, from what I understand.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate you having me on. Man, that was a great ball game and two good competitive teams. North Mahaska, their boys played their hearts out, certainly, and they made a lot of plays, but we made the big ones at the end when it counted. And I'm just proud of our guys and the way they stuck it out and battled.
Yeah, that's a tough place to win at, certainly.
Yeah, we're talking to head coach Mike Parkinson at Linville Sully. Coach, do you plan on winning all your games this season, 30-22? This is the second week in a row you have been able to find that final score. But I tell you what, some excitement here, especially late. I know what a safety at the end of the second quarter had you going into halftime, tied up at 8 apiece, and then the Hawks taking control late in this one.
Yeah, I suppose the Vegas line probably had something on that. They're 30-22 again. That's kind of funny you mentioned that. But, yeah, you know, there was a couple plays in that second quarter that we left the door open a little bit. Second half, the guy stepped up. Matthew Mendel really had a nice nice night. We put him in the backfield. He's been a good little receiver for us. And he made some big plays. Jack Bolin had some big catches down the stretch. Landon Montgomery, I thought, played his heart out. And then defensively, our guys flew around. Kieran Gosling, Dawson James, Wyatt Mathis. Man, those guys just, they're flying around like crazy. We had some guys take some lumps and had a few guys go down, and we had some young guys step up and make some big plays and do a great job for us. So all around, just really happy for the guys and really proud of them tonight for doing what they did and getting the job done.
We're talking to head coach Mike Parkinson from Linville Sully. Coach, you're sitting at 2-0 right now. No rest for the weary for you guys. You welcome a Class 1A team in Pleasantville there at your place here next week. So talk about your kids, you know, celebrate this 2-0, but get ready for week number 3.
Yeah, you know, it's probably what everybody around the state's saying right now. Let's get patched up and reload starting next week. And no doubt, we got to there's really no there's no breaks for us. Just like everybody else, Pleasantville is going to be coming to our place. It's our home opener, and we're excited to play them again. And we know, you know, they're a really quality non-district opponent. Well coached. They got some great athletes over there. So looking forward to another good contest next week. But right now we're going to enjoy this one and I suppose old Hayden Fry, it is the Cy-Hawk weekend here. So you got to enjoy at least for 24 hours before you get ready for the next one.
Coach, tonight had to feel like a home game compared to last week. You had to travel halfway to Champaign-Urbana practically to that game at Danville. So congratulations on the win. Keep them going and good luck against the Pleasantville Trojans, the other old team from the DMRC, as fate would have it. So congratulations, Coach, and good luck next week.
Thank you. Really appreciate that.
Thank you. That's Coach Mike Parkinson, veteran head coach at Linville Sully. The coach's hotline for the Steffes Group, the nation's fastest growing auction company. Whether you're interested in buying or selling land or equipment, visit them at steffesgroup.com.
I hope the assistant traveling secretary for Linville Sully is getting paid extra. Look at some of the frequent flyer miles. At Danville, they got to go to at Madrid, at Mount Air, at Central Decatur. You know, I hope they're getting their frequent flyer miles here for this year.
Yeah, magic carpet right there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a magic carpet.
Well, we officially have all the 5A scores, thanks to Kevin Cunningham. The last one we needed to report, Waterloo West stays unbeaten. They defeated Dubuque Hempstead tonight 26-7. We'll come back after this timeout and give you a 4A to Class A player second time around. Another coach's interview on the schedule. We also have affiliate reports coming up here. The Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
More scores coming up from 5A to 8 player and everything in between on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BecksHybrids.com.
Hey, Iowa. It's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you own firearms, it's your responsibility to make sure they're always stored safely. Hiding them in a closet or drawer is not enough. Kids know where they are. Research shows the risk of injury and death is lower if guns are stored unloaded and locked up, with the ammunition locked in a separate place. This is important when children are young, as well as when they grow into teenagers. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
The boys of fall have left the field. So what happened tonight on the turf? We got you covered. Back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
And along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Etzeni, Joe Millage, our producer, and we thank those listening on KLGA, Hometown Radio in Algona, in Atlantic, Southwest Iowa's Classic Rock, KSWI-FM, and KSOM-FM in Audubon, all the best country. Some more of our great affiliates across the state. We've given you 5A to 8 player one time around. 5A, we've completed every score from that class second time around. Let's get to the class 4A scores tonight. And again, the rankings we use are those of Radio Iowa at Radio Iowa. They post them every Monday. And number one, ranked Lewis Central improves to 2-0 with a 44-8 victory over class 3A resident Creston. And also tonight, North Scott took on Waverly Shell Rock. Number two, North Scott, Waverly Shell Rock, and Matt Ray from Waverly has the call.
Matt Ray reporting from Gohawk Stadium in Waverly as number two ranked North Scott took on Waverly Shark, who just fell out of the rankings. Boy, it was a back and forth ball game, especially in the first half. The Gohawks scored in the opening drive. A couple passes to athletic director's son Brady Bodencenter, including a 38-yard score. And then the next drive, Wesley Hubbard, the coach's son, quarterback, scrambled for 13 yards and a score. And halfway through the first quarter, it was 14-0 Waverly Shark. North Scott would get on the board at the end of the first quarter, making it 14-7, and would tie at 14-14 in the second quarter. The Gohawks got ahead on a 74-yard rush by Bibbler to make it 21-24, but then North Scott does what they do. They answered back at the end of the half with 12.6 seconds to go, make it 21-21 at half. In the third quarter, there's just too much efficiency from North Scott. They were spectacular. They scored twice in the third quarter, including a 33-yard field goal and a 9-yard run. And then the fourth quarter, the Gohawks, they had a field goal to put it within a 7-point game when Cash Bow and a 55-yard punt return for the touchdown to put the nail in the coffin and doom the Gohawks. I talked about efficiency. North Scott has a great quarterback again. Stop me if you've heard that before. Chase Smith, 20 of 25 for 286 yards, two scores. Did throw an interception, but his efficiency is awesome, and that was the difference really in the football game and that big play by Bo. But Gohawks played tough. North Scott, though, looks like a dome team as they win 38-24. I'm Matt Ray reporting for the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show.
All right, thank you, Matt, for that report. Let's finish up with Class 4A scores, including the top 10s. Epworth, Western Dubuque, rated number 4, falls to Wallert Catholic tonight, 28-16. Sixth rated Gilbert, 2-0, 36-18 winners over Carroll. Number 6 in Class 3A, West Delaware took on 8th-rated Decorah out of 4A, 31-28 Decorah, and the Vikings are the winners. Also tonight, Norwalk took on 7th-rated Indianola. It was the Indians defeating Norwalk by the score of 28-3. Grinnell, 17-14 winners over 9th-rated Bondurant Farrar, and number 10 Pella defeated Keokuk out of Class 3A by the score of 40-16. Finishing up in Class 4A tonight, ADM of Adel now 2-0 with a 31-9 win over Winterset. Boone improves to 2-0. They defeated Storm Lake 48-6. Washington out of 3A defeated Burlington 14-6. Jay Leach reported on the Alleman North Polk game over Carlisle, 41-27 North Polk the winners. Clinton 13-7 winners over Maquoketa. First win for Clinton since 2022. Congratulations. Also tonight, other games in overtime. Atlantic out of 3A, 35-34 winners over Glenwood. Benton Community knocked off Marion by the score of 41-13. Also tonight in Class 4A, at least where the home teams are in 4A, Fort Dodge 35, Mason City 17, Newton 28, Dallas Center Grind 7, Oskaloosa 33, Des Moines Hoover 20, Lamar's 28, Sioux City North 5A School 28-8 winners Lamar. And finally out of Class 4A, Spencer 21, Webster City 14. Those are the finals we have in 4A. Let's get to Class 3A, John Martins.
Top-ranked in 3A, Williamsburg falling to number 3 in 4A, Cedar Rapids, Xavier, and Dandy, 29-27. It was number 3 in 3A, Algona, 61-36 over Forest City. Number 2, Clear Lake, 56-7 over New Hampton. Number 4, Solon, 42-14 over Clear Creek, Amana. 5th-ranked Independence, 41-27 over Crestwood. 7th-ranked Humboldt, 21-16 over Ballard and the Bombers. Number 9, Mount Vernon, shutting out Union LaPorte City, 43-6 over the Knights of Union. 10th-ranked Sioux City, Bishop Heelan, 40-16 over Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln. The rest of the scores in class where the 3A team was the home team. Anamosa, field goal better than center point Urbana, 33-30. Davenport North and 5A upends Davenport Assumption, 28-19. It was Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 28-9 over West Sioux of Haywarden. Central Lion, George Little Rock, CLGLR over MOC Floyd Valley, 27-14. Fairfield cruising past Fort Madison, 55-15 for the Trojans. Hampton Dumont Cal over Clarion Goldfield Dallas, 35-7. Harlan over Dennis and Schleswig, 49-7 in that battle of close by teams. Mount Pleasant falling to West Burlington Notre Dame, 31-10. It was northeast of Goose Lake, a Class 2A team, I believe, over Central DeWitt, 44-8 for the Rebels of Northeast. Perry falling to Greene County and the Rams, 36-7. It was Class 3A defeating Sergeant Bluff Luton over 5A Sioux City East and the Black Raiders, 21-10. Charles City knocking off South Tama, the Trojans, 22-14. And the Spencer Tigers, 21-14 over the Lynx of Webster City. Those are Class 3A scores.
Okay, 5A to 3A completed two times around. We'll get 2A to Class 8 player before the bottom of next hour. By the way, in 4A, I need three scores reported at Iowa Scoreboard. Waterloo East taking on Des Moines North. Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson against Omaha South, Nebraska. And Sioux City North, Sioux City West against South Sioux City, Nebraska. If you have those scores, at Iowa Scoreboard on X. Hour number one in the books. We'll come back with more scores, affiliate reports, and coaches' interviews. And we thank those listening in Boone on KWBG, AM 1590 and 101.5 FM, where we believe in Boone. And the classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s can be heard in Cherokee on KCHE, AM and FM. Your total source in Clinton is KROS, AM 1340 and 105.9 FM. And KDAC, 94.9 and 99.1, The River in Decorah and Waukon, another of our great affiliates. Back for hour number two after this timeout on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. And as always, we're powered by Learfield.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Executive Producer Mr. Joe Millage, Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Anseni. Welcome back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, where we've been through classes 5A to 3A, final scores two times around. We still have 2A to 8 player to get to. And again, if you do not hear your scores or going through the classes remaining, you can hit us up on X at Iowa Scoreboard. And thanks for Will Harder doing that, as South Sioux City, Nebraska gives us a final there, a 49-26 winner over Sioux City West. So we have one more 4A score to report there. I'd like to thank those listening on KDSN, The Hive in Denison, and on KRNT FM 102.1 and AM 1350 ESPN in Des Moines. Some more of our great affiliates. We appreciate our 30-plus affiliates picking us up each and every Friday night from 10 to 11:30. But we left off with Class 2A, and we don't want to leave off with that class, because then you wouldn't hear the voice of the ref. Here's Wendell Campbell.
Working on my Hall of Fame pipes here. All right, let's get to the top of Class 2A. Saw number one Van Meter, and the Bulldogs moved to 2-0, 24-0 shutout of number nine Des Moines Christian there. KUOO reported earlier, number two Spirit Lake over Sioux Center, 45-6. It was number three West Lyon Big over Lawton Bronson, 49-7. Again, a lot of these scores across 2A, 1A, and A are out of district, so we're just going to give you the top 10 and then the rest of the scores there. It was number seven Kemper Catholic in Class 2A defeating number five out of 1A Underwood, 49-28 tonight. Number four PCM rolls over Pella Christian and the Eagles out of Class 1A, 59-7. We talked to Coach Kadrian Hardison out of Hinton as they defeated number five Western Christian, 33-14 tonight in Class 2A. Clarinda shuts out Red Oak, 46-0. Nevada out of Class 3A, 20-14 over number eight Roland Story here in 2A. Missing a score for number 10 Northeast Goose Lake, if anybody's got that one, at Iowa Scoreboard. Albernett over Comanche, 34-7. Beckman Catholic shuts out Monticello, 21-0. Shout out to my buddy Mitch working that one in tonight. Sheraton big over the Rockets of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 51-12. We heard from Neil Cruz and KCHE as he reported Cherokee over Sioux Central tonight, 31-12. It was the Knoxville Panthers over Clark of Osceola, 58-7 tonight. Davis County over Centerville, 56-33 in a game there in southeast Iowa this evening. Osage shutting out Garner Hayfield Ventura, 7-0. Albion the Blue Demons shutting out the Roadrunners of I-35, 18-0. And South Hardin, 27-0 winner over Iowa Falls Alden. Let's get the rest of the scores. Here's North Fayette Valley over Sumner Fredericksburg, 42-24. Okoboji over Pocahontas Area, 41-6. East Marshall over Saydell, 40-21. Sheldon over South O'Brien Polina, 45-21. And Tipton defeating Vinton Shelsburg tonight, 50-36. Those are all finals in Class 2A.
All right, let's get to Class 1A. John Martinson has those.
All right, let's start at the top of the pack as far as the rated teams go. Top-ranked OABCIG over Esac County, 48-14. Number 2, Grundy Center over Avalon and Parkersburg, 43-7. Third-ranked Wilton, the Beavers, 36-7 over West Liberty. You had number 4, Trainer, falling to Tri-Center of Neola, 27-21. Fifth-ranked Underwood falling to number 7, Carol Kemper and the Knights, 49-28. Eighth-ranked Regina of Iowa City, 28-17 over Mid Prairie. You had number 6, Dyke New Hartford, 27-0 over West Branch. Number 7, Emmitsburg, and next-door rival, Esterville Lincoln Central in action tonight. Scott Nolte of Y100 has this report.
The number 7-ranked team in Class 1A, the Emmitsburg Ehawks, hosted Esterville Lincoln Central, and it would be all Emmitsburg in this one. Esterville Lincoln Central started the game with the football, got it into Emmitsburg territory before they coughed up a fumble. Emmitsburg a few minutes later and a few plays later would score on a 22-yard touchdown run by Carson Bach, go up 7-0. ELC gets it right back, only to throw an interception. A few plays later, Emmitsburg would score another Carson Bach touchdown, missed extra point. It was 13-0. And that was a common theme for Esterville Lincoln Central, turnovers. They had 5 turnovers on the night. 3 of those turnovers resulted in 20 points for Emmitsburg. Gavin Swanson, quarterback for Emmitsburg, would score twice in the second quarter to go up 27-0 at half. Neither team scored in the third. Emmitsburg would put on another score in the fourth, and the final score 34-0. Once again, the Emmitsburg defense shined in this one, forcing 5 ELC turnovers. Emmitsburg back Braden Yates also went over 100 yards rushing in the game. The Ehawks are 2-0, and they travel to Sheldon next Friday. Esterville Lincoln Central falls to 0-2, and they will be at Algona. For Y100 and Radio Iowa, this is Scott Nolte on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, thank you, Scott. Ninth-ranked AHSTW, 42-22 over Riverside of Oakland. Tenth-ranked MFL Marmac falling to Wakanda tonight, 28-12. Rest of the Class 1A scores, Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 28-9 over West Sioux of Hay-Warden. Central Lee of Donaldson in extreme southeast Iowa, 47-0 over Cardinal of Eldon. You've got Durant over Waterloo Columbus and the Sailors, 12-7. Hudson 28-7 over Cascade. Manson Northwest Webster over Ogden and the Bulldogs 20-8. Central Decatur 22-6 over Nottoway Valley. West Central of Stewart falling to Shenandoah by a touchdown 46-42. Actually, 4-point difference there for the Mustangs. And Pleasantville 42-30 over Woodward Granger. The Class 1A finals we have tonight.
Score alert.
Here's a score update there in Class 1A. Coach Jared Jensen and the Cobras of Sigourney Kyoto, they get back in the winning ways as they get the win tonight, 23-7. They hooed Sigourney Kyoto over Mediapolis tonight.
All right, we went through all the scores down to Class A second time around, and that means the voice you just heard just gets back on there and starts running those scores.
Here we go in Class A here tonight. Number 1, Woodbury Central tonight, shutting out Westwood Sloan 41-0. Still looking for a score on number 3, West Hancock, as they were playing Bellman Clemmy tonight. Rest of Class 8-9, number 4, Lisbon moves to 2-0 in the season, 48-0 over Louisa Muscatine. St. Ansgar over North Union, 48-7. It was Madrid rolling over Martinsdale St. Mary tonight, 48-0. Martin Madrid, your number 6 team in Class A. Number 7 in Class A, Nashua Plainfield, 27-6 over their North Tama here this evening. The best of the rest scores in Class A saw ACGC over Earlham, 28-21. Thanks to Martin Wood for the score on that one. AGWSR won better than the Comets of BCL WLUW 1413 tonight. AHSTW of Riverside, Oakland. I think you had that one, didn't you, John? 4220-22 AHSTW.
Yes, sir.
Sibley Ocheden, 35-33 winners over Akron Westfield. Tonight saw in Class A Central Springs over Lake Mills, 32-0. Columbus Community rolled big over Wapello, 51-14. We had KLEM and Daniel Versteg tonight reporting on this one. Galen Catholic over MMCRU, 34-0. Take it away, Daniel.
District play opened up in Class A football tonight in Lamar's as Galen Catholic defeated Marcus Merritt and Claghorn Remsen Union and the Royals by a final score of 34-6 to start district play with a 1-0 record. Well, it looked like it would be MMCRU's game. They marched down the field in a six-play, 77-yard drive, ended with a John Schmellen touchdown. It was 6-0 Royals. Jays turned it over on downs. The ensuing Royal possession ended in an interception, and things seemed to flip from there. Another turnover later by the Royals ended it with a 90-yard touchdown run by Cole McCarty for Galen Catholic. Jays took the lead 7-6. They took it for good. They would go on to score 34 unanswered points to the tune of 318 yards rushing. Cole McCarty goes for 137 yards on the ground, two touchdowns on 10 carries. Cale Pearson, 19 carries, 174 yards, three rushing touchdowns. He recovered a fumble and had an interception on the defensive side as well, as Galen Catholic took advantage of plenty of opportunities. They blocked a punt in the second quarter, and a total of three turnovers ended up being the difference as Galen Catholic comes away with a 1-0 district record. They will be on the road at Alta Aurelia coming next week to continue district play in Class A District 1. The Royals now 0-2. They'll host Hartley, Melvin, Sanborn, and Marcus next week. For the Radio Iowa Scouting Report, Daniel Versteg with KLEM and the Mars.
Thanks, Daniel Versteg. And speaking of Alta Aurelia, let's hear from Tim Peterson in Q102 as Alta Aurelia goes on the road to Hartley, Melvin, Sanborn here tonight.
The Alta Aurelia Warriors would take on the Hartley Melvin Sanborn Hawks tonight in Hartley. And in the first quarter, it was the Warriors getting the first score on a Camden Reinert 8-yard touchdown run. And it was 7-0. The Hawks would answer with a James Gellerman 2-yard touchdown run, even at 7. Gellerman would score again for the Hawks in the second quarter on a 3-yard run. But Alta Aurelia would answer with a 30-yard pass to Peyton Meyer from Reinhardt. We were even at 14 at the half, but in the second half, it was all Hawks. They got a touchdown by Jack Masbergen, a run of 40 yards by Gellerman, and then a pass completed for a touchdown, Masbergen, to wide receiver freshman Vogt. And the Hawks would go on to win 36-14 for their first victory of the season and the first victory for new head coach Jeremiah Delzer. Hawks improved to 1-0. Alta Aurelia drops to 0-2 on the season. For Radio Iowa, this is Tim Peterson on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Appreciate the shout out there, Tim. The rest of the scores
nicely
here in
done.
Class
yes.
A, yeah, very well.
That's
Dan,
longer in his report.
Danville bounces back from a last-second loss last week to Linville Sully. They get a win tonight at on the road to Highland, 14-7. Mountain Air, 27-6 winners over Wayne of Corden. It was Newman Catholic, 20-15 win over West Fork Sheffield. These are all finals Class A here in Week 2. South Winneshiek over North Butler, 35-14. Maquoketa Valley rolls over North Cedar, 49-0. North Lynn big over Postville, 54-6. Again, we heard from the head coach of Linville Sully Hawks earlier tonight as they won tonight at North Mahaska, 30-22. Probably only about 10 miles that separate those two schools.
Very great rivalry, yes.
And a great game there at North Mahaska in North Mahaska County. Beacon shuts out Van Buren County tonight, 54-0. It was South Central Calhoun, 43-6 over the Southwest Valley. Wapsie Valley over Denver tonight, 35-12. We got Taylor Nitz reporting this one tonight.
It was one of the best rivalries in the state of Iowa tonight in the K-Way Game of the Week as the Wapsie Valley Warriors played host to the Denver Cyclones. The Cyclones had won the last three matchups against Wapsie Valley, and the senior class was looking to win all four in their career at Denver. But Wapsie Valley, of course, they wanted to put an end to that streak. And the Denver Cyclones' first drive of the ball game, they had a 4th-and-4 in their own territory. Surely they would punch, right? No, they would try to go for it. They would come up short, however, and a turnover on downs would give it to the Warriors. The Warriors, would score on a touchdown run from Garrett Miller very quickly thereafter, making it 7-0. Then on the next drive by the Cyclones, a deflected ball ends up as an interception. Kanan Decker with the interception. He then, as the quarterback on the offensive side of the ball, would run it in and make it 14-0. That would be the score at the halftime break. Wapsie Valley, they would score three more times in the second half. Kanan Decker with another touchdown run. He also had a touchdown pass to Briar Bellis. And Garrett Miller, late in the ball game, blocked a punt and then picked it up. And it was in the end zone. He dove on it, in fact, to score the touchdown late in this contest. Denver would get a couple of touchdowns in the second half, but not enough as the Wapsie Valley Warriors win it 35-12. Reporting for K-Way Radio, I'm Taylor Nitz.
Thanks for that report, Taylor. They're out of K-Way. And your last score in Class A here tonight saw St. Albert Council Bluffs 41-20 over West Monona. All finals, Class A. Tony,
all right, coming up on the
show.
Okay, I'm sorry there. Coming up on the coaches' hotline will be Dwayne Schulte out of Cedar Rapids. They were victorious tonight over Williamsburg in a big top 10 matchup in Class 3A, 4A cross court. We'll come back and finish up with 8-player scores second time around as well. We've gotten through all the scores twice except for 8-player. We'll be back to do that as well. Every Friday night, we come to you from 10 to 11:30. It is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, powered by Learfield.
From 5A all the way to 8-player, we'll be back with more on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's. Founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit beckshybrids.com.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the IHSAA, are the 81,000 male high school sports students in Iowa. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. here's your host, Iowa Broadcast Hall of Famer, Tony Adzani.
And along with future Hall of Famers, John Martinson and Wendell Campbell, and our executive producer, Mr. Joe Millage, welcome back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, where we went through all the scores from 5A to 8 player twice around, except for 8 player. And the guy standing by with that right now is Wendell.
And, you know, I got to imagine Kevin Cunningham, I just envision him doing some backroom deals, because, like, we blinked, and if we look, we've got every single 8 player score that's in there right now. So I just can't imagine what he's wheeling and dealing in the back room, making sure we have all this. So, Kevin, appreciate all the hard work that you do to make us look good. So let's talk about 8 player scores here in week number 2. Let's start in District 1. Had some district games tonight in 8 player. That saw number 4, Remsen St. Mary's over Sioux Lane Christian 48-6 tonight. Woodbine over Bowyer Valley 48-12. Newell Fonda 64-8 winners over West Harrison Mondamin. And in a non-district game, Glenn Ralston over Arweva and the Rockets 34-15. District 2, we heard from KLGA earlier tonight, where number 1, Bishop Garrigan moved to 2-0, 41-6 over West Bend Mallard. GTRA over Northwood Kensett 62-13. Harris Lake Park rolls over Rockford 58-6 tonight. And in a non-district game, Riceville over North Iowa 47-14. District 3 saw number 5, Don Bosco move to 2-0, 57-0 shutout of Central Alcater. Key Lansing 58-28 over Turkey Valley Jackson Junction. Waterloo Christian over West Central Maynard 40-24. District 4 saw 3 games on Thursday night, and that was Gladbrook-Rhinebeck and the Rebels over Tripola 70-20. Clarksville defeated Dunkerton 58-6, and Janesville shuts out GMG 41-0. The only game in District 4 tonight saw Lone Tree over Meskwaki Settlement 50-6. District 5 tonight in Class 8 player saw Calamus Wheatland 34-13 over Midland, Wyoming. Central City over Springville and the Orioles 44-14, and Edgewood Colesburg over Easton Valley 76-34. District 6, that's where number 6 Waco tonight is upended by Iowa Valley. Iowa Valley winning it tonight 56-34. Winfield Mount Union and the Wolves 68-32 over New London. District 7 saw BGM was shutting out Twin Cedars 70-12. Belle Plaine over Melcher Dallas 86-12. Montezuma upends the Mohawks of Moravia 80-8. District 8 saw number 2 Bedford. They moved to 2-0 in the season, 60-0 over Murray. Shout out to my friend Susan down there in Bedford. Lamoni 1 point better than East Union, 35-32. Southeast Warren shuts out Mormon Trail, 76-0. And in non-district, District 8 saw number 3 Lennox moving to 2-0, 41-0 over Fremont Mills. District 7, and in that is where number 7 Audubon took a number 10 Colonesco tonight, and Audubon gets the win 44-8, hands Colonesco and the Royals their first loss of the season. St. Edmund Fort Dodge over Collins Maxwell 70-14. Coon Rapids Baird 28-20 winners tonight over Baxter. District 10, that's where Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton 30-22 winners over Stanton Essex. East Mills over Sydney 44-24, and your number 9 team in Class 8 player tonight in District 10, Cama Veneta, they get their first one of the season, 58-14 over Griswold. Those are all finals in 8 player football tonight in Iowa. Tony.
All right, before we go to break, we're going to go ahead, and we're ahead of schedule tonight, so let's get back to Class 5A tonight. Here's how it went. Number 2, Dowling Catholic over number 1, West Des Moines Valley, 26-20 in overtime. It was number 3, Waukee, 40-26 winners over Waukee Northwest. Number 4, Ankeny Centennial defeated Ames, 55-14. Number 5, Southeast Polk over number 6, Ankeny, 21-13. It was 8th-rated Cedar Rapids Kennedy falling to Pleasant Valley, 35-20. And 9th-rated Johnston falls to number 7-rated Cedar Falls, 37-34 in 3 overtimes tonight. 10th-rated Bettendorf, they defeated Davenport West by the score of 42-8. Finishing up in 5A tonight, Des Moines East now 2-0, 40-14 over Des Moines Lincoln. Thursday night, Atumwa knocked off Des Moines Roosevelt, 50-28. Prairie of Cedar Rapids, 41-21 winners over Dubuque Senior. Urbandale falls to Iowa City West, 34-28. It was Iowa City Liberty, 49. Iowa City City High, 20. Linmar of Marion all over Cedar Rapids, Washington, 41-10. Cedar Rapids Jefferson defeated Marshalltown, 28-7. Muscatine outlasted Davenport Central 21-19, and Waterloo West, they were victorious tonight 26-7 over Dubuque Hampstead. That's the 5A scores.
Scores are coming in like hotcakes.
All right. Oh, this got
yes, they are. I love hotcakes. You know, you gave that a Atumal score from Thursday night. When's the last time Atumal started the season 2-0?
Yeah.
Played some good football right
when's
now.
When's the last time my alma mater Des Moines started 2-0?
Yeah, there you go.
Got to throw a shout out to my Scarlets. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We're going to get some more. I think we have another affiliate report coming up, and we'll close out the show on Cy Hawk Weekend. Iowa State tomorrow. We'll talk maybe a little bit about that. Iowa High School School Board Show powered by Learfield.
Scores are coming in like hotcakes. More outcomes next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
Hey, Iowa. It's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use or even mental health challenges, take a timeout and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
From Radio Iowa, it's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now back to the studio.
Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, yours truly, Tony Etzeni, along with our producer, Joe Millage. We have a report coming from Oskaloosa. KIIC, Jamie Brockman has the Oskaloosa-Des Moines Hoover game.
I'm Jamie Brockman reporting for the High School Football Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Oskaloosa bounces back with a win in Week 2 over Des Moines Hoover by the final of 33-20. Oskaloosa started out strong. Opening possession of the game, they drive 63 yards, and A.J. Walker punches it in from 5 yards out to give Oskaloosa a 7-0 lead. That did not last long, though. Not long at all. In fact, the ensuing kickoff, Gabe Pollich takes it back 87 yards for a Hoover score, and in 14 seconds, they tie the game at 7-7. Oskaloosa got back on the board on a 23-yard pass connection from Kane Boonder to Maddox Ashman with 7:40 to go in the first half, and that put Oski in front 14-7, and that would be the score at halftime. Third quarter, Des Moines Hoover on their first offensive play breaks free 70 yards on a run by Deion Berry and again ties the game at 14, but it was all Oskaloosa from there. Would be your final score, 33-20 Oskaloosa with the win. So the Indians go to 1-1 on the season, while Des Moines Hoover drops to 0-2. Oskaloosa will be on the road again next week at Grinnell for Week 3. For the Football Friday Night High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Jamie Brockman from Oskaloosa.
All right, thank you, Jamie. By the way, on our Coaches Hotline, brought to you by the Steffes Group, we did effort Dwayne Schulte from Cedar Rapids Xavier. I'm sure we're going to get him somewhere down the road on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. We got one more report.
Yes, it was Hampton Dumont Cal and Clarion Goldfield Dallas. Quinn Douglas from KQWC with this report.
Hampton Dumont Cal defeated Clarion Goldfield Dallas on Friday night by a final of 35-7. The Bulldogs got on the board first as they blocked a CGD punt that started inside their own 5-yard line. The Bulldogs recovered it in the end zone for a touchdown to make it 7-0. Then in the second quarter, the Bulldogs went to the air as Ryder Strother found tight end Austin Hansen for a 19-yard touchdown pass to make it 14-0. That would be the score at halftime. Scoring didn't pick up again until the later stages of the third quarter when Colin Bird broke free for a 60-yard touchdown run for the Bulldogs to make it 20-0. The extra point was blocked by the Cowboys, but then in the later stages of the third quarter, the end of the third quarter, disaster struck for CGD as J.D. Moorcall fumbled a quarterback run. Brady Haar of HD Cal picked it up and ran it back 62 yards for a touchdown. Two-point conversion was good to make it 28-0. And then the finishing touches were put on by the Bulldogs as Brody Strother picked up a partially blocked punt and ran it back 44 yards for a touchdown to make it 35-0. Cowboys went answer back immediately. Charlie Campbell ran a kickoff back 93 yards for a touchdown to bring the final to 35-7. Clearing Goldfield Dallas returns to action next week when they take on Southeast Valley for homecoming at the Clearing Football Field at 7 p.m. Reporting for the Radio Iowa High School Scoreboard Show and KQWC, this is Quinn Douglas.
All right, thank you for that report. We've been through all the scores tonight. We hope you've enjoyed this show, but tomorrow afternoon it'll be Iowa State, Iowa, the Cy-Hawk series. Guys, who do you got? Wendell?
I'm going to take the Huskers over the Buffs. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to take I am going to take the Huskers tomorrow, but I'm going to take Iowa State tomorrow. I think they're going to win at home.
I think it'll be Iowa. I was at the Iowa State game last week. Iowa State's going to have to play much better than they did when they beat North Dakota. They're going to have to play much better tomorrow at in Iowa City. But stranger things have happened in this series.
I think it'll be a close one. I give the edge to Iowa in that one as well. Jody, you want to throw one out there? Of course, you're a Cyclone fan.
Sure.
That's what it is. All right, everybody, thanks for listening to tonight's show. We'll see you for week 3 next week, 10 to 11:30, with all the scores of all the games. For Wendell Campbell, for John Martinson, for Joe Millage, I'm Tony and Sonny saying good night, and thanks for listening to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, and as always, powered by Learfield.
This has been the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show with Tony Adzetti, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell, presented by Bex Hybrid, a joint production of Learfield and Waveguide Communications. Tune in next week for another exciting night under the lights in the great state of Iowa.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Iowa. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.